Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live Wednesday edition broadcasting worldwide. It is the 18th day of December 2013. The news websites are obviously Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours, as we are every weekday. And then, Lord willing, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with a Sunday transmission. We have Infowars Nightly News, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, at InfoWarsNews.com. Lou Rockwell, to break down the current globalist, socialist, collectivist operations, will be joining us coming up in the second hour today to cover the waterfront. We were able to get on short notice the victim of Pennsylvania's checkpoints where they take DNA without warrants. This is being done under federal grants through intimidation and color of law, basically racketeering. It's happening all over the country, but they intimidate people into doing it by the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy. And it's a whole other federal issue, not just a Fourth Amendment issue. It's just on every front. It's a Tenth Amendment issue as well. The victim that spoke out against this is going to be coming on the broadcast. It's happening in all 50 states. And again, it is a part of the takeover of society. It's standardization, the militarization of police. That's federal. The training to take on the Tea Party. That's federal training. And it's just total tyranny. We have an occupied federal government, and this is just what they're doing. And we have to admit that's not rhetoric when I say the federal government's occupied by outside corporate interests who go into other third world countries on record and put in authoritarian regimes, buy off the different parliaments and congresses, and then convert the countries over to tyrannies. In many cases, abolishing the parliaments and congresses later because they don't have to buy off hundreds of people anymore. They can just buy off whoever the military junta is, whoever the military system and control is. So most societies go this direction. And we've just got to get the public to admit that, well, I don't know, 90% of the time historically you have a total tyranny. The other 10% roughly is just different forms of quasi-corruption. Maybe 1% of the time historically you have a free, open, vibrant country. The problem is that freedom, even any modicum of it, America's never been completely free, creates so much wealth and liberty that the children of the folks that promoted freedom and prosperity become decadent. It's a cycle. And then their children become corrupt and lazy, and then their children become demonic, child-sacrificing devil worshippers running around burning cities to the ground. That's just how it works. Again, Roman emperors marrying their horses, burning down cities for fun, Aztecs doing the same thing, Druids doing the same thing, ancient Chinese dynasty, some of them went crazy and did that. Not quite as often, though they did some barbarous stuff. Africa, same thing, 24-7. Same thing, 24-7, in different native tribes of the Americas. And if you didn't do that, a psycho tribe would show up and take you over. Take New Guinea. And the cannibalism and headhunting. I mean, it's just humans are humans. We may have different skin colors and stuff, you know, just like dogs might have. Someone may have white fur and, you know, one might have brown fur, one might have black fur, one might have spots all over it. Man, it's the same brain in there kicking, folks. Same red blood in that dog. Dogs act the same. People, same deal, folks. And if good folks don't get together and come together against tyranny, we get enslaved, tortured, and killed by whatever group comes along to do that. It's the same thing over and over again, and it's happening with a high-tech version now. We got big news coming up on this Wednesday Worldwide Edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You can complain about Big Brother and how this is a potential program run amok. But when you actually look at the details, then I think we've struck the right balance. And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges to make sure that we're abiding by the Constitution, due process, and rule of law, then we're going to have some problems here.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We are live and back live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Wednesday, the 18th day already of December, 2013. Only about 12 days or so left in 2013. We will plunge into 2014. That is such an incredibly important year where the globalists worldwide, not just here, are trying to cement a corporate, private, anti-free market, mafia, monopoly takeover. That's what we're in the midst of when the history books are written later. If we defeat this system or even partially hold it back, we'll look back on this as an incredible time. You know, Larry Klayman, the constitutional lawyer, is universally reviled and defiled and demonized by mainline Republicans and Democrats because he effectively damaged Bill Clinton. He effectively exposed tyranny with the Saudi Arabians in 9/11. He effectively sued the NSA and now has it going to court, and it looks like the judge will rule in that case that it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And so he went on CNN, and they played a demonization piece, basically saying he's a blowhard and an egomaniac and doesn't care about America. We have the piece. I'm going to play it later. And Klayman came on and said, I just want to point out that's propaganda to prejudice me to the audience. And this is a win for America. I've got his transcript here. I'm paraphrasing it. But he said, this is a win for all Americans and to restore our republic. We're in deep trouble. The police state isn't coming. It's here. He's normal. He sees it. Total above Stasi level spying. Literally hundreds of times worse than what the East Germans did. Citizen spies, children spies, schools openly training, everything recorded, everything tracked, press persecuted with it, political minorities and majorities persecuted with it, massive felony actions going on billions of times a day, every time they grab a piece of data without a warrant. And they're publicly using it in federal and state courts, admitting everything surveilled. The DEA is looking at everything. Totally illegally. And then even creating fake investigations so they can lie to the court and say they didn't get it with illegal wiretaps or illegal data mining. That was in the New York Times a month ago. I told you years ago that they lie in court with fake investigations, manufactured investigations for juries because they don't want to tell them they got the data illegally. That is organized fraud at an industrial scale, at a McDonald's-level scale, at a Walmart-level scale. You know, that big. Federal courts are in every major city. And they're in federal and state courts by the millions of cases a year, and hundreds of thousands of those in total fraud. Reuters reported this as well. Going in with fake cases, perjuring themselves to the jury, and the judge knows, gee, you think we might be in a little bit of trouble? Because, folks, once they standardize fraud and openly put it into the court and codify it, you have a 100% evil government. Williamson County, north of Austin, their former prosecutor and judge is being indicted or been indicted, and others are in trouble. I've always told you it's the worst county in Texas and probably in the country statistically. If you're innocent, they want to put you in jail. If they have DNA and know who killed your wife, they will send you to jail and laugh at you when you're an innocent man with no criminal record, a successful businessman, and will laugh that you're innocent and let the serial killer go free. That's a famous Michael Mortensen case, or Michael Morton case. And again, I have lived here in Travis County with Mordor to the north of me, with all these naive retirees up there. Great people live in Williamson County. Good people. Horrible government. They're always catching Georgetown officials dealing drugs and their kids dealing drugs and the police stealing stuff. I mean, it because you've got all these mainline conservatives who are living in la-la land and are in denial, just like you have Democrats living in la-la land. And Larry Klayman comes on and says, that piece demonized me and prejudiced me. This is a win for all of America, not about Larry Klayman. And the disgusting little pretty man, host sits there and makes fun of him and giggles and says, shut his mic off. Because they've got to demonize the hero. They've got to say the good guy's bad. They've got to say the guy being harassed and threatened. Oh, and they make jokes about that. You're paranoid with your tinfoil hat, they say. That's word for word. Claiming you've been intimidated by the government. Gee, he tried to expose Vince Foster murder. He tried to expose Clinton for all the lies. Gee, he almost brought down Bill Clinton. Do you really think he hadn't been harassed? I've gone and bullhorned a federal judge in the Waco civil trial, was threatened to shut up over the phone repeatedly, and when I didn't, they said, we'll be outside later. And I didn't believe it, and they beat the hell out of me outside saying, shut up, and don't go back to that trial again. I cannot, and of course, they got tore up bad as well, but I got beat up pretty bad, broke my nose, you name it. Of course, they kind of freaked out when they broke my nose, and I just went completely crazy and started slamming their heads into the concrete. But the point is that this is a real world, folks, and until you've dealt with the real world, you don't know how real it is. You don't know what we go through. Bongino, Obama's former head Secret Service agent on foreign operations, foreign trips, has had his house, business broken into, threats. They're trying to plant stuff on him. And he's not even giving any Obama secrets out. The point is, in a court of law, the trial's going forward with showing evidence of illegal NSA spying and harassment. Gee, it's admitted the NSA spied on hundreds of Associated Press reporters. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Of course they're spying on Larry Klayman. When our crew went up to cover the NSA in Utah, that night, I'm sitting there and I hear my phone typing and it wasn't a stuck key on the iPhone. I went over and someone was sending emails to people. I don't even have an email account on there at that time. My phone was hijacked. I had to turn it off and then destroy it. That's the country that we live in, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's going on record. You can pull up Reuters and the New York Times. That guy's type it in. DEA given NSA data. Another headline, DEA created fake investigations to cover NSA data. Reuters, AP, New York Times, you name it. Did not become a big story, though. Came out a few months ago and was never heard of again. There it is. The NSA is giving your phone records to the DEA, and the DEA is covering it up. Washington Post. But the big story is, hidden in the article, they admit they create fake investigations for the jury and the judge. Organized, total fraud and criminal activity in the fake drug war where the majority of drugs are shipped in by big banks that own the aircraft. They ship the weapons in. That's come out in Bloomberg, AP, Reuters. $378 billion from 2007 to 2009. That's when that investigation came out. No one got in trouble. $378 billion. $1 billion in two banks alone, Wachovia and Wells Fargo. No one got in trouble. They paid a $111 million fine that if you do the math, it'd be like if I robbed a bank and had $1 million in a van and I gave the cops $3,000. Here's your tip. Now I can go down the road. It's organized, open criminal activity. They said they weren't spying. They got caught lying. Now they say, trust us, it's for your own good. As mainstream news reported yesterday, Reuters, New York Times, again, you name it. Oh, the U.S. is making ties with radical Islam to bring down Assad because they know we've already exposed them. Now they're going to admit it, but spin it like it's okay and good. Our government is illegitimate and hijacked and run by criminal, predatory groups that see good men and women as their number one enemy because we can't be bought off. We can't be intimidated. They can't make us run. And they know they've committed all these crimes and they hate us because they're the criminals and they want to fully take over so they don't have to look over their shoulder. That's the thing about tyranny, folks. It grows out of criminals that get control of government and it extincts everything good because it is threatened by the existence of justice. It is threatened by the existence of honor. It is threatened by the existence of good guys who they know will finally stand up against them and bring them down. So if you're a good person but a coward and have stood down because you're afraid of all this, you are going to be hunted down like a sheep by wolves because you've laid down. Obama came out today. I have the article. And said, the Republicans are like the Jim Jones Guyana cult of Kool-Aid slurping cyanide victims. No, the entire political system in this country is a giant Jim Jones cult. And if you buy into it, you do it at the detriment of yourself and your family. Because this tyranny is going to be the nastiest one the world's ever seen. And folks, if they don't get in trouble for all the crimes they've been caught committing, it sets the precedent and the sky is the limit. This is what we're talking about. This is what we're dealing with here. They are the cult. They are the fraud. They are the lie. They are the ones endangering our future. And they're going to go for it all. They're going for broke. They're double down, all in, folks. We got to be the same. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. You're at least gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with a privacy case from privacycase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty or nice.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to privacycase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to privacycase.com today. The privacy case, because there is a case for privacy.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
This holiday season, why not give your loved ones the best in highway protection? Video-cam.com is offering two HD DVR dash cams and two 8-gig SD cards with free shipping for $150. Also, video-cam.com is taking 20% off their entire stock of dash cams and SD cards with free shipping. So go to video-cam.com or call 1-855-855-2022. Have a safe and happy holiday season.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Decide to stand up and not be slaves. Alex Jones here back live. I want to open the phones up. First-time callers, long-time callers, as long as we get to the point of your question or comment, I want to hear from you. Please don't call in on speakerphone. Please call in on a landline if you can, only because it's just such bad phone quality in this country now. And I'd love to hear from you on any of the issues we've already thrown out there or any topics you'd like to discuss. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Let me run through some of the headlines. Advisors are urging California's Jerry Brown to run for president. What a dopey authoritarian punk. Wants to ban all your guns, wants to legalize all illegals, wants to transfer all wealth from anybody that's middle class to the poor to then vote to bring in socialism but exempt the ultra-rich. What a horrible nightmare that's being reported by the LA Times. What a disaster type situation. Can you just imagine something like that? Also, it's being reported disabled military retirees not exempt from pension cuts in budget deal. And they are going to increase the national debt, debase the currency, give trillions to foreign banks, but when they're done, the vets will basically get nothing, and other federal pensioners will get nothing when they're done. You will get a shadow of what you got previously. They follow this plan in country after country. So we know their blueprint, and they admit their blueprint. Homeland Security's in place to make sure you never get the government back so all your money can be robbed, to make you poor. So there is that report. Provisions cutting pensions of military retirees in the bipartisan budget deal that the Senate will vote on this week does not exempt disabled veterans, the Washington Free Beacon has learned. And it goes on, Senate Dems block amendment to restore veteran benefits by closing illegal immigrant welfare loophole. That's out of the Daily Caller. That's all up on drudgereport.com and Infowars.com. I mentioned that Larry Klayman and huge CNN smackdown. He smacks them down. Even the normally snot-nosed Politico did a pretty good job reporting that. We're going to play some of that clip coming up. I'm going to work on getting Larry Klayman to pop back in today to give us his take on that. He was on with us in a 20-minute in-depth interview yesterday where he wasn't being interrupted and attacked. Look at this political correctness. New Mexico teacher who said Santa is white on paid leave. I mean, I guess if you said George Washington is white or that Martin Luther King was black, you'd be put on leave. No. It's all selective. Just like another five-year-old has been suspended for making the image of a gun on the playground and saying bang, bang, something we all did. It's mind control. If they can ban the image of something, they can then ban the physical. As the head of the Violence Policy Center said years ago, they said, we don't care what Mr. Jones said in the local paper. We don't care if he goes out and rallies. We've got your kids in the education system. We're going to ban your guns. And they're very public about that. MSNBC says, we got your kids, suckers. So there it is. A suburban Albuquerque teacher who told a black student that Santa Claus is white has been placed on paid administrative leave. Rio Rancho School District spokeswoman Kim Vesley confirmed on Tuesday the teacher is out of the classroom while the incident is being investigated. I say send him to a re-education camp. They've got the, oh, here it is. Barbara Walters on Obama. We thought he was going to be the next Messiah. And there's a video clip of that that we're going to be playing when we come back after the break. But the issue here is that you've got White House advisors and spokespeople in USA Today saying that, you know, as proxies, because Obama stays above all that partisanship. He says his attack dogs go out and divide and conquer and race bait and race hustle and everything else and class hustle and, you know, all the rest of it with their psychological warfare. If you're a Republican, you're in a Jim Jones death cult. Well, I think you could say if you're a mainline supporter of people like Karl Rove and those that are attacking the real Tea Party, I guess you are in kind of a Jim Jones cult, destroying your own interest and selling America out. But that's kind of like being at the back of the crowd if you're a Karl Rove at the death cult. Up at the front, up on the pulpit, the Jim Jones is somebody like Barack Hussein Obama selling the Kool-Aid, ladling out the fraud, betraying his mindless followers. I mean, look, they all said he was Jesus Christ. I had that in the Obama deception. I mean, we've got Jamie Foxx saying, our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. Barack Obama. I mean, you just say that word, you get a tingle up your leg. It's like a sex cult with the folks over at MSNBC, Hardball.
We're on the march.
Literally, the pun.
The empire.
The pun is not
run.
Intentional. Chris Matthews.
Alex Jones and the GCN
hardball over
Radio
Obama.
Network.
I mean, I'm sorry, it's Chris. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I don't really need to play Jamie Foxx on television saying Obama is our Lord and Savior and having everyone chant it, do I? Got into play Chris Matthews saying he gets a thrill up his leg when he sees Obama. And then he said a few weeks ago that Obama is a perfect specimen, and then Piers Morgan chimed in and said he's a perfect male specimen. I mean, these guys are literally talking about Barack Obama like he's Marilyn Monroe or something, salivating about him like it's in the locker room and they're a football team talking about their favorite cheerleader. And hey, nothing, you know, against that for Piers Morgan and Matthews, you know, both men who are heterosexual. The truth is they're just told, sell him as a godlike sex symbol. And then sell him as the person that's going to give you free cars, free houses, free everything. All you got was an Obama phone. So Carlos Slim, the Don of Mexico, the literal leader of the organized command corruption, could make billions of dollars off Obama phones. Billions of dollars off of Obama phones. And then when I had the Obama phone lady here, That was like a year ago. She's going to be in the Obama Deception 2, interviews you've never seen. She's like, no, my check's got more money coming out of it, and I'm getting hammered, and we need to get her back on. In fact, I want to get her back on in the new year, maybe fly her back here with Harvey, her husband. Really nice lady, fun to hang out with. But she says on tape, she goes, no, it's worse. She said on the show, she said, man, the new taxes is eating the hell out of me, to quote her. And that's what makes you mad when you actually analyze the facts. They raise taxes on poor people more than anybody else. That poor woman works two jobs and can't make it for her and her kids. And I don't blame her wanting a free phone or something. You pay enough taxes in, but see, it's all designed to make you totally poor, and then you just go ahead and give up and go on welfare. What's the point? And then now Barbara Walters comes out and says on Obama, we thought he was going to be the next Messiah. No, you knew full well, Barbara Walters. You're smart enough, like Oprah. You know exactly what you're doing. You're there to make people think he was going to save you because the country was on the edge of revolution under Bush, who again was a puppet himself as well. So you bring in Obama under unity. People vote for him for unity. You create all this division. And now you make it about Obama when it's really the New World Order agenda that's behind this whole thing. So here she is on Piers Morgan, two establishment skeksy Muppets together on the same stage, now bemoaning their leader. Because now he's back in, they don't have to act like they really love him. And they can get you ready for Chris Christie, Jabba the Hutt, who is basically like a Democrat. I want to go to your phone calls and a bunch of other news, but I want to play this clip, and then we have another clip of new Obama ads that teaches parents how to brainwash their kids about Obozo care, and then they also then target the children in the schools and with ads on Nickelodeon and stuff, and then on ESPN, they're targeting the sports fans, little kids, and Democrats to brainwash their kids and be part of the cult. Induct your child into fraud written by offshore banks. I mean, Obama's just got savage murder ops invading Africa, as we predicted in the Obama deception. Bringing Al-Qaeda in, mass murder, UN killing people in mass, even in the New York Times. But it's all right because it's our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. And you say those of us that don't like him are all racist and need to die, like Oprah Winfrey said? That's cult-like. People don't agree with Obama because they're racist. Oh, yeah. And now, if you're just a Republican, you're in a cult. And I tend to agree with you. If you think the establishment Republicans, I've been to these establishment Republican and Democratic meetings, but there's all these wannabe hangers-on that go and have the coffee and the pie, and they sit there and the state rep comes and see them, and they all look at the person, oh, that's a libertarian, oh, that's a Tea Partier, we're establishment, we know how to win by compromising. No, you know how to lose and be overrun by tyranny like every other country's been, you morons! Bunch of Karl Rove followers. I look at T. Blossom, as he's known. Turd Blossom on TV constantly. There to manage you a minute, just preying on you. I've talked to multiple people behind the scenes when Karl Rove's at a conservative event, looking out through the curtains going, I hate all those scum. Look at those filth. Can't believe I have to talk to all these morons. That's literally, I have somebody sitting in the control room. Who's been at big Republican events running sound and watch Karl Rove strutting back and forth, literally with hate towards everyone, a gibbering, demonic, hate-filled demon. I was in a steakhouse, Fleming's, with the crew 2 years ago, and I literally wasn't afraid of him or even scared of him. The gibbering and the laughing for 20 minutes, I was going to eat because we got there right at the same time as him and leave, but I couldn't listen with him sitting literally 2 feet behind me, catty corner, gibbering and like clicking noises like something out of a horror movie, and these laughs I'd never heard, and these weird oil people that were all with him. That's who he was with, a bunch of big Texans who just thought they were with a movie star, and Rove had his wife there and these other women, and it was like being in a skeksy dinner. And I said, hey, get us the check. We're out of here. And they said, no, sir, we understand. Believe me, it's on the house. And I literally left the steakhouse, even though I hadn't eaten since breakfast. It was a Sunday night. I'd eaten at about 8 a.m. It was about 7:30 at night after the Sunday radio show, and I had to physically leave because of the clicking and the chirping and the noises I've never heard before. And I know he listens. He lives in Austin. His neighbors told me. Rove walks around talking trash about me. And he's a dangerous guy. He puts innocent governors in prison. And yeah, man, if you like Karl Rove, you are in a Jim Jones cult. But let me tell you something. Obama's running the show, and he's even worse because he's actually got followers. Karl Rove is a degenerating commodity exposed by the Republican Party and done. Karl Rove's over. Obama and his legacy of evil has just begun. So let's go ahead now and go. Who's the real Jim Jones cult here? Here's Barbara Walters. We thought he was this Messiah. Here it is.
You have interviewed every president of my lifetime. Why is Obama facing so much opposition now? Why is he struggling so much to really fulfill the great flame of ambition and excitement that he was elected on originally in 2009?
Well, you've touched on it to a degree. He made so many promises. We thought that he was going to be, I shouldn't say this at Christmas time, but the next Messiah. And the whole Obamacare, or whatever you want to call that, affordable
health. The Abominable Rape of the American People Act.
Him, and he stumbled around on it. And people feel very disappointed because they expected.
No, he didn't stumble around. Get her off there. Get that witch off there, that witch crone. He didn't stumble around. He's there to take the blame for you, and you know that full well, lady. All the big banking cartels literally strip mine the American people, like Dylan Radigan said, and extract us, render us down like you're cutting our organs out, you witch, while you teach the kids 2 + 2 = 5 in an attempt to murder their minds so bad they don't recognize what a bunch of chicken neck skexy demons you are, leaning over them like a bunch of ancient vampires ready to be blown away at high noon. I see you, and you spiritually stink. You are like foul, rotten flesh. All right, I'm done with them. Let's go to the latest moron flypaper. OFA video teaches parents how to inject Obamacare into Christmas dinner. That's why they always stage terror attacks and stuff around Christmas, so they can dominate the table talk, so the government can force its way into our lives and squat on us. And dominate us and mess with us. And so here they are squatting with these two dumb actors pushing this garbage on people. Here's the ad. Shows the moron Trendy getting called by his parents.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetie. You almost here?
Yeah, I'll be there in a few.
He's a good effeminate male.
Because we have something really important to talk to you about.
Okay.
That's weird. Any hints?
Don't worry about it.
Drive safely.
Bye.
Notice the creepy, uptight morons.
What the heck do they want to talk to me about?
Oh my gosh.
So what's so important?
Your dad and I are moving in with you.
Roomies. No.
He's imagining all the horrible things.
What's so important?
We joined a cult.
It's not a cult. It's cult-ish. It's a cult.
We know what you did in Vegas.
We know what you did.
By the way, they really are joining a cult. That's what it is. They make a joke out of it.
Your mother and I
have joined a circus. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. We're a daft punk.
I'm a wizard.
I'm just a muggle. Dun, 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 dun. I am the one who knocks.
Grandma is a dragon.
We got matching tattoos.
He's wondering what it is. He's driving over. What's it going to be? Oh, you got free health care. Of course you don't, really.
So what did you want to talk to me about?
We know you don't have health insurance.
We love you no matter what, but it's time to get covered. That's it? Health insurance?
That's right.
It's important.
I know, and I'll do it. I just thought, never mind.
Having the talk is easier than you imagine. Being agents of the Soviet system, signing you on to foreign banks.
Your Uncle Bert?
Organizing for America. Oh, and yeah, the uncle's not being good either. We need you to go sign up for something that's going to triple, quadruple in price, and we're going to lower the standard, and there's death panels, and we're going under social engineering. But this is all really meant to make parents who never see their trendy kids anymore feel like they're in power and they're in charge, to make them go sign up. It's literal mind control. And then they throw it in your face on the Obama ad that he first thinks they've joined a cult, because that's what it is. They're saying, join our cult. Become a sucker. Become a moron. We're trying to wreck America right now under Cloward and Piven. Do the best job you can, son, please. Please, son, we're counting on you. Some of the other news that we have here. that needs to be gone over. Lottery winner gives $40 million jackpot to charity. Turns out he was the CEO of a company that sold for more than $1 billion. His wife just died. That got him closer to reality. He's a Canadian. So he's giving the $40 million to charity. I haven't seen any discussion of where he's going to give it. You know, most charities, maybe give it to Bill Clinton, where he uses more than half the money for his private jet aircraft. That'd be a good place to give your money. But anyways, good job for that guy. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, with some of the other really important news that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We already covered this yesterday, but Paul Watson has a new article out. Chinese moon display contains image of Europe being nuked. Russia to deploy rail-mounted nuclear missiles in response to U.S. missile shield. That's a new wonderful development, thanks to the peace leader, Obama. Establishment attacks vitamins with hoax study. That's a key boil-down video we did for the nightly news last night. Very important, exposing that whole hoax. Very important video up on Infowars.com. Former top NSA official, we are now in a police state. We're going to be getting to that report. Crash, Bitcoin collapses after major blow from China. Who's controlling the Snowden documents and to what purpose? Eyewitness to Hitler warns, keep your guns and buy more. Billion-dollar race, Soviet Union vied with U.S. mind control research. RT admits that they were involved in all that evil as well. Of course, governments are involved in that type of activity. Also, they're now coming out in England and drawing a red line on immigration, or else the EU is telling the EU, you will open up your borders, you will get rid of your sovereignty. In Texas, search warrants can now be based on prediction of a future crime or metadata. That's thought crime. That's pre-crime. Also, Wolverine makes its official project will cease, even though it's a totally clean-burning coal plant that produces no toxins and is part of a clean energy initiative under the clean energy activities of Obama. That is now shut down. Merkel compared NSA to Stasi. Well, don't do that to the Stasi. The Stasi is nothing compared to that. And heated encounter with Obozo, the Guardian's reporting. China confirmed near miss with U.S. ship in South China Sea. Microsoft Xbox Kinect could be the game changer for homeland security. Oh, they admit it all now. We're going to be getting into all of that for you and so much more. But right now, let's start going to your phone calls. Carl is calling in from Washington State. You're on the air, Carl. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, brother.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I just had a couple questions. Has anybody besides myself noticed that every time they start pushing gun control laws again, that there's all of a sudden more shootings? Am I just paranoid or what? And
no, you're not paranoid. They've got algorithms where the national directives through ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, even most of them don't even understand this. They can promote mass shootings in movies and TV shows and do reports on it. And statistically, they know through ambient mind control and suggestion with highly suggestible people on psychotropic drugs playing shoot 'em up video games that a certain demographic statistically will go out and conduct a mass shooting. There's been studies out decades ago that when they had lots of shows about people shooting cops in movies, people would then commit suicide by cop because the idea was introduced to them. A famous example of this is they knew this since the 20s with first skyscrapers had been built. When someone would jump off a skyscraper to commit suicide, if the news covered it, suddenly within hours of it being published in newspapers and then in TV it was worse, there would be droves of people, sometimes two or three at a time, showing up trying to jump off because of the idea. So if they promote mass shooting, even though it's way down and shootings period are down to a 20-year low, it will still create, though, the events they can hype up. But then sometimes they actually stage them themselves and have government, you know, top Air Force commanders handling known people that then say they were drugged and under mind control. So does that answer your question?
Yeah. I had another question if you got time
for it. Yes, sir. I'd love to answer your questions.
You mentioned this last week about four states basically banning all firearms. And my question is, man, how do we stop that? Because if they do enough states, there won't be anybody with any guns to fight federal.
Well, yeah, here's what's happening. Federally, you can't take people's guns. But the feds aren't challenging a lot of states that are restricting guns. And even when the feds ruled in D.C. Heller 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago now, hard to believe, that Chicago, New York, D.C. have to let people own guns, they just aren't doing it. They're telling the federal government and gun owners to, you know what, up a rope. And so it shows how the feds, again, see, that's why you have a federal and state government, because then if the feds are out of line, the states apply pressure. If the states are out of line, the feds apply pressure. It's a separation of powers. That's why you have a legislative, executive, and judicial that are co-equal in the modern sense. Really, before 100 years ago, it was legislative was more powerful because it was lawmakers, and there was more of them and more separation of power within that. Then there was the courts, then the presidency. The president only had power at a co-equal status during a time of war. That's why perpetual states of emergency have been brought in since the 1933 War Powers Act by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Anything else, sir?
One more question. Washington State is pretty much a liberal, democratic state, and I'm fighting that all the time. I'm trying to get the message out, but what I don't understand is how you can see so much stuff going on and
totally they're under mind control. They're in a cult, brother. The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Get the ultimate gift at the ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you'll ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Hurry, offer good till December 25th. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code LIBERTY to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling
on down to San Antonio. We're back live. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, about 3 days ago, I had a lady with her children come up to me on the street outside of a restaurant and say, man, We got your Nation Iodine a couple months ago, and we already supplement, but this stuff is really incredible. And Gucciardi was in Whole Foods last night, and a man with his children came over, and he knows who he is, and was just ranting and raving about the difference between this and other supplements. And you've heard the callers call in, even though we don't really ask for that. And all we've gotten is positive feedback on this proprietary Nation Iodine that is truly atomic. That doesn't mean radioactive. It just means it's at its base molecular structure. That's why it turns blue, purple on paper, not black or red, like bound iodine. And I'm not knocking bound iodine. It breaks down your body and is good. This stuff is unbelievable. For what it's done for me and my family, my skin, my thyroid, my mind, it's just a godsend, and I'm so glad that this is, because I kept saying I'd come out with my own vitamins, minerals down the road so I could make sure they had the highest quality, but I just kind of kept putting it off busy. Then when I tried this from a tiny little company that nobody even knew about, and it blew me away, I said, I'm private labeling this, and that was the end of it. We're the exclusive distributor of it. Now, it's available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And if you get your orders in today, they're guaranteed to ship out tomorrow, and you will get them before Christmas. You'll still probably get them if you order tomorrow, but I can't guarantee it because they'll ship out Friday. Get your orders in. It makes a great gift. Tell folks to consult their physician beforehand. And this isn't even that strong of a dose of iodine. It's that it's in the atomic form is why it's so strong. And the first month, I had a little bit of what the doctors and nutritionists told me was, you know, a little bit of detoxifying, felt a little bad sometimes, almost like a hangover. But then after that, it was like the clouds parted. And I am really sold on it myself. That's my second dose today. I need to take it easy. The point is, amazing Nation Iodine. You can get it 25% off when you get it with the Fluoride Shield that also has the Nation Iodine in it, but five other key compounds that really synergize the detoxification process. You can take them both together. You can get the 2-ounce bottle with the 1-ounce bottle, 25% off. And that special is supposed to end today. 48-hour special is supposed to end in a few hours, but we're going to run it till tomorrow morning. 25% off Fluoride Shield with the Survival Shield, Nation Iodine. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We've got the new Wake Up America coffee. That's my favorite coffee, so I went and private labeled it and found the same connection in Chiapas down in southern Mexico. We've got the ProPures 10% off promo code WATER, best stainless steel gravity-fed filter to cut out the glyphosates and fluoride. We've got the new privately labeled InfoWars dash cam. The same dash cam is $139 to $150. We have it for $99.95, literally bought them in mass, had them private labeled with InfoWars printed on them. This is the best dash cam out there for the price, and they're available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And we fund ourselves. You don't hear a lot of sponsors on the show. You don't hear a lot of other stuff, like, you know, plugging every segment like other talk shows do. We just find the best products, buy it in mass or individually produce it, and then put it out at an incredibly low competitive price. We have the Seed Center, great way with Christmas coming up and the New Year's resolution to get high quality heirloom, non-GMO, open pollinated seeds. We have the widest selection you'll find anywhere at the lowest prices. The lowest prices at the InfoWars Seed Center, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. Because spring is right around the corner, and if you wait to get all these seeds, and then you'll forget and won't plant them. Get them now, put in that spring garden, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. We'll be right back in the second hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation.
Nutrition, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Week is reporting robots are the not-so-distant future of war. They already have drones. I told you this years ago, but here it is. That are autonomous and kill people on their own decisions. Lou Rockwell's coming up, and we'll take your calls. Let's go back to your calls now. Chris in Michigan, you're on the air. Thanks for calling on this Wednesday edition.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, brother. Thank you for calling.
Oh, no problem. Long-time listener, Prison Planet subscriber here, and calling about a pretty much a consistent topic on your show, which is basically this the crumbling of society, and particularly the youth society. Like today, you know, people judge success by the number of likes that you have or the number of followers, and it just seems like we've got it all wrong. You know,
yeah, I judge success on how much you can make me laugh if you're my friend, or how true you are and how honorable. People have been totally trained to go off surface because they watch television all day and believe it's all about bling. Go ahead.
Oh, exactly. Like, you know, we have someone out here like Justin Bieber or whatever. You know, he gets caught sleeping with prostitutes, and there's still fathers out here that are buying their daughters tickets to a show. You know, like something is wrong here, and I feel like you're taking the approach to make, you know, believing in the Constitution and, you know, knowing our rights, you're making it cool to do that. And I feel like, you know, artists and people that are influential need to start stepping it up and not just, you know, help make Obama a sex icon, but, you know, tell it how it is.
Well, I mean, this is really the age of fraud is what it is. They just put a BBC News headline up that blew me away. I knew that 70%+ of Obama's traffic was web bots and fake. But look at this, BBC News. Bots now account for 61% of web traffic. There's just a war of fraudulent traffic. We don't do it. We don't do it to our sponsors. But because news has so much fake bots on it, news is one of the lowest paying CPMs in web advertising. And it shows how the fraud system only ends up basically debasing the society. And what it is it's inflation. Inflation of the currency, inflation of web traffic, inflation. Everything's like a front. And then whoever stays genuine will end up being king in the end. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I live in Metro Detroit, so, you know, I'm in the city a lot, and, you know, it's really not that bad when you live here. You know, I've got situations where I've got my car broken into and everything, but just seeing how, you know, someone came to power without being voted, and, you know, there was no protest.
That's right.
That.
They're now appointing people up there, and they paid to move General Motors to China with the bailout money. God bless you. Great caller. Let's talk to Mark real quick in New Jersey. Says worked at hospital, wants to talk about consent forms. Go ahead.
Alex, I worked at a hospital just up until recently when I was let go because I really do run my mouth to make too many comments about things. But one of the issues I had was when you go to the ER and check in, you sign a consent to receive medical treatment. And in the consent, after the consent, they just started what's called a healthcare information exchange.
Yeah, and that's what it does. It gives Obama and all the corporations now all your health data. No, it gets rid of your privacy. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, and people are signing this willingly, not realizing that this puts it out. I mean, it really puts it out on the Internet where...
By the way, they're just trying to get you to consent. They already give it to everybody under Obamacare. But, I mean, can you believe, though, how hardcore evil that is and that you're a racist because you don't like losing your medical records, according to Oprah Winfrey?
And I was opening my mouth. I was telling people, well, I hope you realize by signing this second thing, you're given authorization for third party people to get your information, and that's sales, that's pharmaceutical companies, it's everybody. It's a demographic, literally, of your health, your personal.
Well, the Democrats and others have tried to deny that, but it's in the legislation, and PolitiFact and others say that isn't the case. I mean, it's in the waivers. It's what's going on. The death panels are real. Emanuel admits it's meant to take over the healthcare system. Great point, sir. People perish for lack of knowledge. Wesley, Lori, Tony, you're coming up.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best-tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have White House advisors in USA Today and other places saying anyone that is a Republican is a member of the Jim Jones cult. And I would agree, if you're a mainline Republican, you might as well go join a cult in Guyana and drink cyanide. But compared to the mainline Democrats who call Obama their savior, and Barbara Walters saying they thought he would be the Messiah, that's a quote from Piers Morgan. We played it last hour when she was on Piers Morgan. I mean, we're talking about real cult-like here. And by the way, PolitiFact, we're going to put it back on screen, does report, the Democrats have denied it, that it says in the code, hidden in the code, there is a sentence that says you waive any reasonable right to privacy or your personal information. for the transisting of it or storage of it, and it goes on to break it all down, that indeed has happened. And that's in the new hospital admission forms that you waive your rights. They're just going to share it, and that they're debiting people's accounts with it, and that telemarketers are calling people, and that there are death panels, and that it's doubling and tripling prices, and then the architect of it, Ezekiel Emanuel, admits that it's meant to get rid of the free market healthcare system. This is all on record. And then if you're informed, you're a cult member. Let me tell you what a cult member is the East German Stasi putting up with that tyranny and carrying it out. And now Merkel says the NSA is like the Stasi. No, they're far worse. And then we've got WorldNet Daily, Democrat, investigate every homeschool parent. A Democrat state senator in Ohio has proposed a law that would require every homeschooling parent to be investigated and approved by social services, see, before they would be allowed to teach their own children. And in Germany, they arrest people that homeschool. Even if they have teaching degrees, you're not allowed to. And if they flee to the U.S., Obama sends them back and doesn't give them political asylum, political prisoner, escapee. And, of course, Nazi Germany started the practice in Europe, the Russians had done it before, of taking children and putting them into the state collectives. So the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, I'm going to get them on, calls the bill, sponsored by Senator Capri Caffaro, the worst ever homeschool law proposed, SB 248. Remember, MSNBC says in promos, your children now belong to the collective. Now, Lou Rockwell, the chairman of the Von Mises Institute, the School of Austrian Economics, and, of course, former chief of staff for Ron Paul, joins us, and he also co-hosts and does shows over at the Ron Paul channel that I was honored to be on Monday. We appreciate him coming up on the holidays, joining us. Very busy man. He'll be with us for about the next 45 minutes, and we'll go back to your calls and then to our next guest, who's a victim of warrantless DNA checkpoints in Pennsylvania. It's happening all over the country, though. Pennsylvanians coerced into giving swabs under federal program. So this is all the bum-rush tyranny. Before I get into Obamacare, the wars, menacing Russia, where he thinks things are going, I want to ask Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com, as a really smart guy who has, and I'm not kissing his hide, and it's true, great gravitas in understanding socioeconomic and political movements. We see a massive awakening, but we see a bum-rush by tyranny to engage in extreme exercises of abuse to set the precedent, break our will. A known criminal precept throughout history. So, A, what does he say about this almost orgy of corruption going on? And then how do we counter it, and where does he see it going? And how do we avert these different kleptocratic communist Chinese, the Russians, the insane people that run the West, which I would say are the most evil of the three predatory power groups? What do we as individuals worldwide in solidarity with free individuals? I love Russians. I love Chinese. I love everybody. I know you do as well. How do we get this love train going to try to counter our psycho governments before they start World War III, Lou Rockwell?
Well, you know, one of the things that, Alex, that's been so encouraging has been the reaction of people in this country and all around the world about Edward Snowden, one of the great men of American history, of course. What his leaks have taught us about what the government would like to do to us, is doing to us, and is doing to everybody on Earth. As Glenn Greenwald pointed out in testimony to the EU Parliament, you know, it's the goal of the NSA to abolish individual privacy for every person on Earth. So that's, you know, they're, of course, not only are they totalitarian, they're insane, as, of course, if we think of what, you know, Acton said about power, there's maybe a third step, you know, you become insane, because men and women are not supposed to be exercising this sort of control over other people. So the people who do it, who lust after power, there's a diabolical aspect to them, but they also go crazy. So these are the people we're up against. I think they can be beaten, and I think the key is exactly what you mentioned about a solidarity among the peoples of the world against our governments. So we have a totalitarian government in the U.S. This is no longer a free country. We still have pockets of freedom. But John T. Flynn, the great old right journalist, defined totalitarianism as when a government felt it could do whatever it wanted. It wasn't necessarily doing everything it wanted to do, but there was no restraints on it. So certainly that's the view of the U.S. government, whether we look at Obamacare and, by the way, bad government interventions, all government interventions into medical care, didn't start with Obama, didn't start with the Democrats. It started with Eisenhower. Truman actually tried it first. Nixon was terrible. Reagan was terrible. Kennedy was terrible. Johnson was terrible. All these guys are, you know, you can count, you can be sure of one thing. If any guy gets to be president of the U.S., he's a bad guy. It's, that's just part of his resume. So these people have totalitarian ambitions, for money and power. They want money, they want sex, they want all the other things that come with being a top politician. But the key thing they want is power, because if you have power, then you can bring about all these other things. So we have this carbuncle in D.C. and all its corporate allies arrayed against the American people, similar things in other countries. But I think Americans are waking up. And I must say, when I first, when Ed Snowden first did his heroic act, I thought, boy, you know, it's wonderful to, for us to know this. It's good for us to know what's happening to us. But I think Americans are such people, they're not going to care. Well, that I turned out to be wrong, thank goodness. So it's only a minority, of course. But everything for good or ill is done by minorities. So there is a minority for liberty, especially among young people. And I credit Ron Paul with being the key guy in this. But, of course, there are many great people preceding Ron Paul, building up the edifice of the ideas of liberty. Young people aren't buying this stuff. They aren't buying the wars. They aren't buying the police state. They fear the police. They worry about the police. No, really, outside of people who work for government, if you see a policeman, you think, oh, thank goodness, I'm going to be safe. You know, nobody has that reaction. We know they're arrayed against us. So many of them, of course, Iraq and Afghani veterans with PTSD, and they see us as a bunch of potential terrorists. So, but young people are not putting up with it. There's been a real sea change. Polls show it. I know in the young people you interact with, the young people that I talk to, all the people I talk to who are dealing with the young people, they find a huge difference, just a huge difference. And, I think that's our salvation. I think the next generation and the generation after that are not putting up with this. They're not going to put up with what those of us in the, you know, sort of baby boom generations and so forth have put up with. So they're, I'm very encouraged about the future, as bad as things are right now. And of course the government, they want every dime we've got. They want to know every thought in your head. They want to know everywhere you go. They want to, you know, it's, somebody recently referred to it, you know, turned out that Orwell's 1984 was an instruction manual.
Exactly.
Rather than a novel. But it's actually, this is even a worse situation than 1984. And the boobs are still saying, hey, we're number one, we're the freest, we're the most prosperous, we're the best. You know, it's not, of course, it's not true, but the view that the U.S. is the best, and it's the U.S. government they always are talking about when they say the U.S. They're not talking about companies and wonderful families and wonderful charities.
Oh, they never say the individual is amazing in the American experience and was the best worldwide. No one doubted that globally. Now we're the best tyranny and the most unhealthy and the most dumbed down because right. We have the biggest state the world has ever seen with a bunch of delusional control freaks who literally think they're about to carve this country up.
And the biggest empire the world has ever seen. It's not only the biggest state here at home, it's the global state, which of course has even ambitions to control the solar system. So there's nothing that's beyond them, and it's always important to remember when we're dealing with the state, nothing is beyond them. Any evil, any horrible thing that they might contemplate doing, if they don't do some great evil, it's only because they haven't thought of it, or they felt it was not in their interest, or they felt they couldn't carry it out. But it's never their reaction, uh-oh, we can't do that, it's wrong. That's never their reaction. So this is a very bad bunch of people. They're thieves, they're murderers. They're guilty of all kinds of crimes, and maybe the great libertarian insight is just because you're in a government suit, just because you work for the government, just because you have a bunch of little medals on your chest or a badge on your pocket or whatever, doesn't mean that you're above the moral law. We are all subject to the same moral law. So the things, Alex, that are illegal for you and me, and rightly illegal, murder, theft, kidnapping, and so forth, don't become public policy when creeps from the government do them. They're criminals.
Sure.
They're criminals.
Well, Lou Rockwell, I think what's really backfiring on them, and I want to come back from break and get your take on this and cover some of the issues, is that they're trying to treat us all like we're criminals and give us not just all this race-baiting guilt, but also guilt like we could all be terrorists. And everyone really instinctively knows, hey, I'm not a perp. Statistically, government's more of a perp. Quit treating me like I'm scum.
That's right. That's right. We're, you know, I hope that the American people have had it and they're not going to put up with it anymore.
We're going to come back with Lou Rockwell, LouRockwell.com. He is the chairman of the Von Mises Institute. I want to look at the economy with you when we come back. Okay. What's happening in the real economy? I travel the nation. It's rotting. It's falling apart. And all the real numbers show that. We've got all these cooked statistics. How long can the facade stay up? I don't think it's up. 6% approval rating for Congress? Ceausescu was more popular than that in Romania. I think cancer is more popular than Congress right now. So, or gonorrhea, at least. We're going to be right back with Lou Rockwell, libertarian icon. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Our site's InfoWars.com. Follow me on Twitter.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG aspartame or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
Bulletproof glass is great if you don't mind being shot at without being able to defend yourself. It's said the best defense is a strong offense, an overwhelming offense. At OffTheGrid.com, we couldn't agree more. Return fire bulletproof glass disintegrates bullets fired at you on impact, while you're able to return fire on your aggressor from the other side. Your bullets hit their mark, unobstructed by the return fire glass. Your aggressor won't know what hit him.
Man down.
Return fire bulletproof glass available exclusively at offthegrid.com. Handgun protection rated up to .44 caliber. Rifle protection to 7.62 by 3.9. Call it revolutionary risk management for an uncertain world. Check out the full line of return fire products, including riot shields and clipboards, at offthegrid.com. Offthegrid.com. Proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today. You know, a big part of this, Alex Jones here back live, is that we've been so nice to government and bent over to it for so long that it literally thinks we're owned by it. But corporations, if you price check at Walmart, they threaten to arrest you and threaten to put you on a ban list. And our own crew member went over there to buy a box fan a few months ago. We have video of this. And they said, let me check your receipt. And he goes, here it is. The guy said, let me see it. And he said, no, I'm leaving. And the guy said, I've called the police. They're waiting outside. And you'll be banned from any corporate store ever again. That's on video. And it just shows this arrogant, hateful attitude, this predatory attitude. And we see federal checkpoints taking DNA under intimidation. We've got a victim of this coming up in the next hour. We see coal power plants that are brand new and clean, like Wolverine, we're going to play that later, getting shut down. And we see government with fake court cases using NSA data in court cases and creating fake briefs for the juries of where they got evidence. Just organized crime. And Lou Rockwell, what is the excuse on average in government? Then I want to get into the economy in this brief segment with you. What is the excuse? Because so many people in government now actually believe doing corrupt things are good because they're good, when that's not really the case, or they actually consciously are just criminals. And what do we do when they had hearings 2 weeks ago in Congress with Jonathan Turley, the liberal, and conservatives from other groups saying we may have to revolt physically? I don't want that. They were saying, though, under the Declaration of Independence, it could come down to that. I mean, this is an amazing time to be alive when in the face of the public waking up, government doubles down.
Well, I think, Alex, we do have to revolt. I don't think that we can use violence, killing people, putting people in cages, torturing people, tasering people. You know, that's the way of government. That's not our way. Our way is the peaceful way. Our way is the way of withdrawing consent and of laughing at them. And of they hate, by the way, being laughed at. The government has no sense of humor. People who work for the government have no sense of humor. But it's a very effective tactic. And we have to, if we get enough people refusing to play the game, then government can't actually work against us. But, you know, if anybody were to threaten them with violence, they're happy to kill you and maybe your family and maybe your whole neighborhood too. So, you know, that's, maybe things do come down to that at some time in the future. I hope not, but I think there's a lot we can do in the meantime without taking part in government activities. And we always have to remember that these are, you know, these are a bunch of criminals. And my guess is at least most of them don't think of themselves as criminals. They think of themselves as people who are protecting the common good. They think they really know more about taking care of your children than you do. And really, the government owns your children. They believe that. And the government owns your business. The government owns you. Government owns your house. They own your church. They own every aspect of your life. And you better obey. But I think more and more people are going crazy about the kind of tyranny that they're facing. They're learning more. They're reading more. It's always essential to learn some real economics, some real history, some real political philosophy of the kind they do not teach in the government schools, so that you can be intellectually armed. This is what young people are doing. It's important to read books. The government doesn't want you reading serious books, but it's important to do so. And I think there's a tremendous movement towards freedom sort of going under the surface, and the people in government sort of feel things shaky under their feet. It's why they're constantly scared of us. You notice they're all scared, whether it's the TSA in the airport or bureaucrats in a government office or the military or the CIA or the EPA or the tax police or, you know, the FDA going down the alphabet from hell. They all fear the people. And it's not because they fear a bunch of people coming in with guns. That's, you know, they feel very confident that's not going to happen. But they fear our disobedience. They fear our non-respect. They fear our refusal to kowtow to them.
Well, that's why the mafia always wants you to, quote, respect them. That means fear them and do what they say. And that's what government and TV, everything is about. You're being watched. We can get you. You're powerless. Do what we say because we are the food.
No, that's right. I hate to smear the mafia by comparing them to the government. But you're right. It's exactly the same process. And they really enjoy us, you know, salaming them. And they enjoy killing people. These are These are not good types, the people who rise to power in government. F.A. Hayek said that unlike in private life, the worst rise to the top in government, the worst people come to power, and they are, you know, they're the most rotten. So it's not the average postman or fireman or whatever we have to worry about, but the top guys in government.
Absolutely. Stay there, Lou Rockwell. Amazing. We'll be right back with more news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicists by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
The chairman of the Von Mises Institute, Lou Rockwell, is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. We're going to go back to Lou Rockwell in a moment and cover some more of the breaking news and world events with him. And then I'm going to go to your phone calls. Then we have another guest coming on who's the victim of these warrantless, federally funded checkpoints that also violate not just the Fourth Amendment, but the 10th Amendment. Before we go back to Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com, I want to remind folks that if you get your orders in to InfoWarsStore.com today with the books, the films, Exposing Agenda 21, Behind the Green Mask, or Strategic Relocation, Best and Safest Places to Live Inside the U.S. and Worldwide, a country-by-country analysis breakdown with Joel Skousen, or whether you get the ProPure water filtration, stainless steel systems that cut out the fluoride, the glyphosates, just all of it, or whether it's the InfoWarsLife.com line of amazing proprietary supplements like Fluoride Shield and Survival Shield, or our own Chiapas-grown, High Mountain, shade-grown coffee that's my personal favorite. So I made the connection down there like a good old-fashioned free market person, brought it in, two different medium roast. Folks are getting it, and you hear the rave reviews when people call in. You see the rave reviews on YouTube. I'm not going to sell cruddy coffee. This is my personal favorite. And folks are agreeing it's their favorite or one of their favorite coffees. Because, you know, taste varies. So InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We now also have a new line that is collectible because we only do one run of the stainless covered belt buckles. They're all brass, but one is nickel-plated and the other solid brass with George Washington with the answer to 1984, 1776. There's only 500 of each of those. They're going to sell out very, very soon. We've got Made in America golf shirts with patriotic messages, trying to bring industry back to this country through free association. Madein1776.com will take you directly there. We have Made in America American flags, money clips, lapel pins that'll strike up conversations, ball caps, madein1776.com, or just go to InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the link in there to the 1776 page. But all of your purchases fund this operation. We don't take taxpayer money, as you know, like most of the mainstream media does through their parent companies getting bailouts, or stimulus money like MSNBC, or hundreds of millions like NPR to preach an anti-human, anti-God, anti-liberty message. We're funded by free association, by people like you out there. So thank you all for your support. Please be sure and support our AM and FM affiliates by telling people about the show and other shows that are on those stations, becoming a sponsor or supporting those sponsors and letting them know why you support those sponsors, because they want to bring a tyranny in to have a controlled economy because they're afraid of the markets, you voting with your dollars, your euros, your currency, and then moving them seismically. I want to ask Lou Rockwell about this. 20 years ago, you couldn't find organic food anywhere except in a few little shops, and it was very expensive because the market hadn't been built up, and it was cost prohibitive. Now, because people slowly supported it, it's coming down to parity with the garbage food. That's a prime example of a libertarian von Mises-type revolution. As an economist, as a researcher, break down how we could take things back by supporting each other and local communities and farmers markets and the Von Mises Institute or the Ron Paul channel and promoting the new media, making it the dominant media, which we're very, very close to doing versus this globalist revolution. And then I want to tie that into Mark Faber says the Fed will never end QE. He said that on CNBC last night. And some other economic news I want to get into you. But let's talk about that, Lou Rockwell, because you are an expert on it. How do we use our choices, voting with our dollars, to take society back and then an overall economic outlook?
Well, Alex, you're exactly right that, you know, what you eat is essential. You want to stay out of these government hospitals where all the sickness is. You probably want to stay away from a lot of these doctors who are just agents of the government and want to put you on a bunch of big pharma drugs. So it's Mises in his book Socialism, written so many years ago, said socialized, one of the worst effects of socialized medicine is that it circumscribes and takes away the will to health. And, you know, this one of the lies of the government is they claim they're providing health care. It's not health care. Health care is within your own control. What they're providing is allegedly sickness medicine. And, of course, it's getting worse and worse. It's getting more and more dangerous. The drugs are more and more dangerous. They cause more and more sickness. So if you can do anything possible to stay out of a hospital, to stay out of a regular doctor's office, you live longer, you feel better, everything is much better. And the cornerstone of that is what you eat. So, it seems to me that's the first thing you can do. I like the primal diet, but, you know, whatever works for people, you know, that's what they should do. But you have to take responsibility for yourself and what you eat, in what you store, in all, you know, how you live your life, exercise, all those kinds of things. You can't look to that, to Obama or the rest, or, you know, Dr. Emanuel, one of the monsters of socialized medicine in the whole world, who was put in charge of this whole evil program. But it's not, I should also say, really, when I call it socialist medicine, it's actually not socialist medicine, it's fascist medicine. Because it's the big companies in the healthcare industry, in the pharmaceutical industry, in the insurance industry, in cahoots with the government against the rest of us. So it's a classic fascist operation, Obamacare. But look at the opposition to it. They, not only because they're incompetent, but more and more the people study it, they see what's happening. There's a revolution going on in opposition to this thing. So, I think they're going to have a lot of trouble, not just technically, because of course they're all, the government is, you know, composed of a lot of boobs sometimes. They sometimes have, unfortunately, smart people producing killer robots and atomic bombs and all their other things. But they certainly don't produce anything anybody needs or is good for society or is good for the flourishing of human beings. They're the great center of opposition to the flourishing of human beings, except, of course, for themselves, for the 1%, maybe the tenth of 1%.
Let's talk about the economy. Again, we have the chairman of the Von Mises Institute on, whose research in Austrian economics are proving absolutely accurate and the true veritas compared to the Keynesian fraud and other systems. What is the position of the world economy based on the numbers you've got and all the economists you work with as the head of your prestigious organization, some of the top economists in the world, adopting this school of thought? What is the real state of the economy?
Well, I think we all fear what, as you say, what Mark Faber said last night, that they'll never give up on QE, but they don't actually want hyperinflation. Hyperinflation is not good for the people at the top. It's not good for the government. They couldn't care less that it's bad for regular people, but it's bad for them. It's very destabilizing. So I don't think they actually want it. On the other hand, they're so arrogant that they're capable of doing things because they think they know better. They think there's no such thing as economic law. They can just do whatever they want and have whatever impact they want it to have, and you know, nothing bad happens. So it is possible to have hyperinflation. We're already seeing, as anybody who goes shopping knows, it's not just, you know, 2% or 3% inflation when you look at what food is going up by. It's much, much higher than that. That's true. There's already a lot of inflation, the real definition of inflation in terms of the increase in the money supply, this is leading to higher prices already. And at what point that explodes, you know, I wish I knew, I'd be rich. But it is coming.
Exactly. I want you to continue, but just to back you up, here's CNS News. Even though they're adding more offal into the ground beef, the pink slime, in the last decade to cover up inflation, price of ground beef hits all-time high, and it's only going up, and every staple's going up. And people I know in my family that have been middle class, lower middle class, upper middle class, they're on the verge of being destitute across Texas. I've got family that's having trouble making ends meet for the first time ever. And almost everyone else I know is having big problems, and people are having to move in with their parents and vice versa. I mean, I think we're really under a depression. And you travel the country, this nation is rotting, unless you're in D.C., where they report they're making record profits and having their salaries increase, Lou Rockwell.
And their houses are the most beautiful, and I don't advocate visiting Washington because it's a very bad place. But if you ever happen to find yourself there, look at how they live. This is just like the Capitol in Catching Fire or in Hunger Games, and the rest of us out here in the districts indeed are hurting. And I think all of us know, we all feel it, even if we, you know, don't know economics, or studying the economy. We all feel there's something drastically wrong economically. We fear for our children's future. We fear for our grandchildren's future. So there is real trouble. On the other hand, these things can be fixed, but they require massive reform of the people in Washington and all their agencies and all the big corporations associated with them. I think again, this is coming. My fear is we've got some years of very tough times ahead. It's why, you know, you're right to get people to want to store some food in their houses and that sort of thing, because we don't entirely know what's going to happen. We can know already bad things are happening. Things are going to get worse. But I don't think this is anything permanent.
Sure.
I think these people are going to be pushed back. I think we're going to do it, but you got to be ready for bad stuff in the meantime.
Lou Rockwell, again, chairman of the Von Mises Institute. I always get you up here and I ask the questions. But I want to spend a few minutes on what you want to say. I mean, what did you wake up this morning thinking about politically, economically? And then I want to get into, I'm not romanticizing Russia by any means, but they're trying to move in the direction of free market from what I've seen, though they're stumbling, mm-hmm. versus centralization here. The West is rolling missiles up to their border, so they roll missiles up to their border, and oh, how dare you? I mean, I look at how the government rolled out Obamacare, and they are incompetent at many levels. Are they going to cause a nuclear war? My gut tells me I see signs of war everywhere. So I want to get to that. But first, what else is on your mind? What else do you want to tell our vast audience of patriots?
Well, Alex, I'll just, you know, talk about Russia for a minute and Putin. I was never a fan of Putin, but seems to me he's doing a much better job of things than, say, Obama is doing. He did prevent, along with the American people, a worse attack on Syria. Obama's and his cohorts have been attacking Syria for some time, but they didn't bomb it. So far, they haven't bombed Iran, and I think that's China and Russia preventing that from happening. Iran, a country that's never done anything to anybody, but yet we're supposed to destroy them. So that's not happening. I see people who criticize Putin for going around without a shirt. Because he looks great, but also they don't like the fact that it shows the crucifix around his neck. So, I don't know, maybe it's all just a political trick. Maybe he's just a politician like all the rest of them. But Russia has moved dramatically towards freedom from the days of Soviet communism.
No, but you're right.
Huge, huge influence in the whole world, and so the U.S. wants to shut them down. Reagan had promised Gorbachev that if the Russians withdrew, the U.S. would not move NATO up to the Russian borders. Of course, the U.S. didn't keep its word. That's exactly all these aggressive moves. But they still fear Russia. They still fear China. And I hope to goodness, you know, the neocons all want perpetual war. A war with Russia and China, of course, could mean the end of the world. So, but these guys are crazy. The neocons are insane in addition to being evil. So I don't know, but I'm following what's happening in Russia. The tax rates are lower than ours. And just, you know, it's religion has sprung back. It really never was crushed by Stalin and Lenin and the rest of the communists. They maybe crushed the outer view. And Putin points out that his mother had him baptized, as a baby in secret, which I'm sure a lot of Russian mothers did exactly the same thing. So religion is back. And I don't know, it's just very, very interesting to watch. And certainly they have a right to live their own lives internationally. The U.S. government has no right to tell the Russians what they should be doing. Of course, they don't have the right to tell us what we're doing either. They have no right to tell the Chinese what to be doing, or the Indians, or anybody else. The Brazilians, the Argentinians, the Chileans. But there's more, just like there's more and more resistance here. And just like even a tyrannical government depends on the consent of the governed, because they're such a small minority as compared to the people. So does an empire require the consent
exactly.
of the provinces in the world. They're losing that consent. They've lost that consent. So I think there's, you know, great, interesting times ahead, but we just have to pray that, you know, those interesting times don't include a world war.
Ron Paul has said over and over again, it's been proven prescient, the key is when the socialist fascist system on top of it collapses, that they're going to try to totally take over with a system even worse on top of that. We've got to point out they did this, and clearly they did it.
That's right.
So how do we maximize this key no man's land in history where the future is being dictated? I mean, what should young people, but also just everybody out there, we have a great activist audience, what should people be doing right now? Because soon things are going to intensify, and we're going into this in a good position now because you and so many others fought for decades to educate people about true Americana ideas, true liberty ideas, true Renaissance ideas. But Lou Rockwell, what do we do now to maximize going into this great time of change to, like a judo move, take their assault on liberty, step out of the way, and watch them fly out the window?
Well, Alex, we need to emulate you. We need to emulate writers. Everybody should have a blog. Everybody should have a YouTube channel. if you're concerned, and of course, local people, let's take local people in Ohio are concerned about this horrific Soviet-style law that those state senators are proposing to have the social workers, the armed monster social workers of Child Protective Services come in and try to tell parents what to do with their children and give them permission to homeschool. So there ought to be a blog about that. Somebody who actually knows the situation on the ground. You can do commentaries with YouTube. You can write. And first you have to read. Now this is, you know, not an instant thing. But of course, if you want people to listen to you, you have to gain knowledge.
Here's an example. And I did this years ago when I had time. If you actually start following the family court and covering CPS, just as a citizen on Access TV, you know, 18 years ago, they were committing so many crimes and not even putting the right name on fake paperwork and making stuff up. I would come in with citizen briefs and cover it. And people would get their kids back that never would have. But it was so painful. I could only do it for a while because watching the evil judges and the CPS were clearly pervs. It was so upsetting. That I'll be honest, I'm not afraid of physical confrontation and things, but being around the evil, I was actually a coward to be around the demonic, soft, weird pedophiles that are the CPS.
Well, you know, Alex, I mean, it's tough to approach Mordor, right? It's tough to actually see that stuff. So that's why we need, you know, many, many people involved. We can't just leave it up to a few. So we all need to be involved. We all need to learn about local crimes. You may not be able to follow what's going on in Washington, but in your own town, there are horrors going on. There are despicable things going on.
Stay right there. We'll be right back. Absolutely. Final segment with Lou Rockwell, and you're near phone calls.
Do you need push-button heat with no batteries, no microwave, and no cords? Introducing Hot Shots, a must-have heat source for any cold weather activity, aches and pains, and more. Hot Shots reusable heat packs come in many sizes and provide hours of soothing heat. Yes, reusable, with a lifetime warranty. Don't be left out in the cold. Call 916-214-6943 or visit reusableheat.com. Hot Shots, instant portable reusable heat anytime, anywhere. That's reusableheat.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
When we start the next hour, we'll do 20 minutes of calls to go to Tony, Gus, Kenny, Jane, and Wesley, who've been holding patiently. Then we're going to get a guest on for about 15, 20 minutes who ran into these illegal, warrantless intimidation checkpoints where they take DNA under federal auspices. Turns out they heard us talking about it yesterday and sent us a comment that they were the person who was in the news story. So we're going to be talking to them. Final segment with Lou Rockwell, the chairman of the Von Mises Institute. And, of course, they run the great news and commentary site that promotes liberty and other thought crimes, LouRockwell.com. There's links to the Von Mises Institute right there on the site. But, you know, I started getting tears in my eyes earlier when I started thinking about the CPS stuff. And I know why people don't want to go fight evil. Because if you actually go out there and look at it, it's real, it's going on, and it tears your guts out. But it's only going to get worse if we, the people, don't stand up and take action. Look at how they're demonizing Christians. Look at how they're demonizing the family. These really are weirdo control freaks. A normal, successful person does not want to run other people's lives. And it's so popular, they can't get people away from them with a stick. The government and corporate types that engage in these takeovers through inside deals literally are people that in a natural environment, as you've documented, sir, couldn't be toilet attendants. So in closing, how do we have a fundamental revolution of ideas against them? And how do we bring them to justice and build a better world based on individualism and free choice and communication and real community, not communism?
Well, Alex, just like the market is composed of, you know, billions of transactions and millions of people cooperating together, so is the liberty movement. And there are many things people can do that may not occur immediately as great steps for liberty, but they are. For example, most of us have teenagers or younger children in our families that we need Christmas presents for. Well, how about giving them the Suzanne Collins' The Hunger Game trilogy? This is a great, beautifully written, three-volume books, that very libertarian, inspiring for kids to read, adults too, by the way. Or give people a copy of Henry Hazlitt's Economics in One Lesson or Murray Rothbard's For a New Liberty. There are all kinds of great books that you can give depending on the person's, age and educational level and so forth. So just, if you're a Johnny Appleseed of great literature for freedom this Christmas, boy, you've done something very, very good. And everybody, it's the division of labor. Not all of us can go and sit in the CPS hearings, and not all of us can run a great radio network and so forth. We all have different things to do, but we all can do something. We have to do something. And if enough of us do something, something good for other people, something good for the cause of freedom, then we can win it.
Absolutely. Hollywood and the social engineers always have one archetypal Hercules defeating all the enemies while everyone cowers. But real history is made by little people doing little things that move mountains together. So if you just wake up one person, folks, a month, or if you just resist a tyranny or laugh at it or say no to it or don't cower to the system, or don't let these corrupt corporations push you around or don't let them cheat you on a bill. Being active, getting into the animating contest, making it fun to be alive and awake, it will intensify your human spirit. We've just got to bring the human spirit back. Final comments, Lou Rockwell.
Well, Alex, that's exactly right. And we must never forget, no matter how dark things are, we have the truth on our side. These other people are the battlers for lies and for all other kinds of evil. We have the truth. So the truth will win out if we're worthy of it. So we should all seek to be worthy of the truth.
Well said. What are you planning to do in the new year in the fight for liberty?
Well, I want to do more to expand what the Mises Institute is doing. We're having, I think, a tremendous effect on young people, not only of college age, but younger. We're going to just keep reaching more and more of them, teaching them the truth about economics, about what the government is doing to them, about the Federal Reserve and all the other criminal gangs in Washington. And we're having great success with our website. We want to do more. We want to reach more people. And that's our determination.
Well, God bless you. We salute you going into the new year. Thank you so much. And great job with the Ron Paul Channel. Thank you, Lou Rockwell.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's go to Tony. Thanks for holding, Tony. You want to talk about the World Bank? God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Wow, earlier this week I got through to the great George Norrie on Coast to Coast. Must be my lucky week.
George is awesome.
Yeah. I should get me one of them lotto tickets.
So what's on your mind, sir?
Just a couple things real quick. I just was wondering if you're going to have or when you're going to have Karen Hudrys back on the show. She's been coming out with some really good interviews the last month. And
now, remind me, who is she?
Karen Hudrys. She's the World Bank whistleblower.
Oh, yeah. I saw on the screen you were talking about World Bank. Yeah, we had her on the nightly news and here, and I think she's told her tale. It's very interesting. It just fits in what we already know about the World Bank. So we might get her back on sometime. But what's your take on all the other issues that are taking place?
You're pretty much on point. And, yeah, that's about all I had to say, except to bump some Clash, Know Your Rights, for your bumper music.
Oh, yeah, play some Clash. And what's the name of the song?
Know Your Rights.
I think I've heard that song. It's a pretty good song. Thank you so much, sir. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Wesley in Mississippi. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, brother.
I just want to say, of course, I've said this before, but the Nathan Iodine and the coffee are absolutely amazing. The coffee, man, I'm so glad you came out with this. I've been hoping for an organic type coffee I can trust for a while now. And
I just hope we can get more of it because it's you know, we're selling a lot of it, of the bags we got, and it's very popular, and there's only a certain season we can get it. I wish I would have bought more from the Chiapas folks down there, but it's my favorite coffee. I mean, I'm sure, you know, on the right day you could find something better somewhere, but it's just, I've been drinking this coffee for years, and now we've put it out as our own brand, so I'm glad you like it, brother.
Yeah, I love it. Well, the point I want to make is I love how, especially in the recent years, all the yuppies, as you like to call them, get so excited when they see new movies and new TV shows, such as like James Woods on the Science Channel or Morgan Freeman or this Almost Human stuff, or they hear about these new technologies claiming that will give us superpowers and make us immortal.
That's right. They're rolling out all the microchips and everything like it's so sexy. It'll make you live forever. It's so cool. That's how they're selling the rat poison.
My two points on this are like, okay, first off, if you're Christian, the electronic tattoos and the RFID chip, you know, that should just scream Mark of the Beast at you right there. But, you know, and number two, you're not part of the royal bloodlines. You're not part of the elite. You're not getting this technology. This isn't for us. This is for them. All these immortality and all this, you know, reading people's minds, you're not getting this, buddy. You're a peon to them. they are the ones who are getting all this technology. So, you know, stop getting so hyped up about it as if it's for everybody, and it's probably going to be way too
expensive. Well, that's right. Any technology we're given has the Trojan horse of surveillance and microwaving us and controlling us. The globalist, it's like the great George Carlin said, education will never get better, it'll get worse because the owners don't want you informed. No kidding. Can you imagine what George Carlin would say today with 2 plus 2 equals 5? And that you can misspell and it's still spelled right. I mean, or if a teacher corrects people that are using improper English, they get fired because, Ebonics is now a proper language. Yeah, I mean, folks say there's Ebonics with black folks. You ought to go hang out in East Texas with the white people out there that, you know, that have their own language that can't even understand each other. It's the same deal. You're supposed to get rural or ignorant people that don't know how to speak the proper language and inform them of it, not say we're going to get rid of language altogether because people couldn't adopt it. Pretty soon we'll just be running around like cavemen, like Barney Rubble, going hoo, 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 you know, to each other. Me want woman. Me want food. Like the old joke of how did Arnold Schwarzenegger ask Maria Shriver out? Man, woman, eat.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis.
heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
On the march, the Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in their mind, yeah. You can't stop to run. And it's the world.
All right, I want to go right back to your calls. And then we've got a guest popping in for about 15 minutes.
Potential for the disastrous ride.
Who is the victim? Pennsylvanians coerced into giving cheek swab at voluntary checkpoint, but it's not really voluntary. This is a big issue happening nationwide. DrudgeReport.com carried it yesterday into today. In fact, I think it's still up there. Yeah, you can find it on the middle column. And this is the type of tyranny that is going on. Separately, talking about political correctness, U.S. Army War College seeks to remove General Robert E. Lee Stonewall Jackson. The British infantry have studied Stonewall Jackson and teach at their main West Point-style school that he's the greatest strategy commander of all time. Stonewall Jackson, who died in battle and could take forces 10 times smaller and beat larger forces. I mean, it's just military strategy, but no, now their names must be expunged. No one can even see it. I mean, this is just the total political correctness that is running rampant across this country and across this world. That's some of what's coming up. And then more on Obamacare. There's been some big Obamacare level developments. So here's a headline right here out of Newsweek. The case that could topple Obamacare. And I'm predicting they're going to get rid of some of it, but not all of it, because the insurance companies and the banks get what they want, unless there's enough heat on this system. But right now, Kenny has been holding a long time. Kenny from Ohio, then we'll go to Jane and many others that are holding. Kenny, thank you for calling. What is on your mind today on this Wednesday edition?
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Well, I seen a couple days ago on Infowars.com that Connecticut had passed a bill with the labeling of GMO foods. And I have two quick questions about this. My first one, will other states follow, and when do you think they will? And my second question is, I live in Ohio, and I live near Amish country. And I've always wondered, would it be safer for me and my family to buy and drink the milk that the Amish have than to buy the stuff that they have at the store?
Well, I personally am going to tell you what I would do here. And you can make your own decision. We in this office have both regular creamer for folks in their coffee, organic creamer from the store, but it's been homogenized, basically turned into liquid cheese, and they boil it, ultra-homogenized, or pasteurized, I guess is the proper word, pasteurization, boiling it. And then we have Mennonite. It's like Amish light, you know, not of the original German slash Swiss folks that came over here 300 years ago and now are all over the world bringing prosperity to wherever they go. Great people. The Mennonites are kind of the same deal, but are just more of a modern coalition of groups or spinoffs. And we buy and drink Mennonite milk. And I have Mennonite milk at my house. And I would get it from Amish, too, if they were around, but it's excellent. They go to the farmers markets. They would come to the Austin farmers markets. And then under free association, if you wanted to go to the back of their van, you could buy milk that was milked that morning. And if there's any contamination, they have to throw it all out. Instead, they want ultra-pasteurization, so big pharma, you know, the big pharma-run agribusiness, that's what it is, can put the GMO hormones in it, you name it, blood can be in it, feces, you name it, and they boil it to where it kills the bacteria, but they can feed you basically, you're getting as much pus sometimes as you're getting milk. They make the cows overwork, their breasts are twice the size that they should be, the udders are exploding, they get all sorts of diseases. By the way, I work for a large animal vet, so I've gone and worked on dairy cows. I'm not going to say any more. It's unbelievable what the big GMO ones do versus the cows that are taken care of that are very happy. And regular milk is not even milk. Regular milk is basically garbage. And we should, with the market, demand that we get whole raw milk. But the feds and states have laws blocking it. Just 50 years ago, most of the milk you would get was raw, unpasteurized, that the milkman would drop off. It was the best in the world. They want stuff that can last weeks. That's why they're going to this super ultra-pasteurized that never basically goes bad, like McDonald's food, under glass, and radiating the meat, the chicken, the, you know, the poultry, the fish, so they don't have to clean it. And they actually spray live virus vaccines, as they call them, on most of the meat now that causes incredible intestinal disorders. They've been doing that for 7 years since the FDA approved it. So they can actually feed you rotten chicken, rotten beef, rotten, you name it. They take rotten dead animals, put them in giant vats. They call it offal, grind it up and feed it to cows. They feed blood of slaughtered cows to calves. Cows aren't supposed to eat meat, folks. They're herbivores. Pigs are omnivores, so are we. So there you go, ladies. You know, a tiger is a carnivore. So I hope that answers your question. What was the other one?
And the other one was what Connecticut did with their labeling of GMO foods. How long do you think that other states will follow exactly what Connecticut has done?
Well, I haven't really been following the Connecticut situation. Guys, will you search and see Connecticut votes for labeling? To show my ignorance, I wasn't even aware of that. I know they were having a battle. I didn't know that had happened yet. I know California failed via fraud and lobbying by big corporations. And I know Oregon just failed, unfortunately, and other states. But I think we should just vote with our eyeballs and only try to get what is organic. But I appreciate your call. Really, really good points. Yeah, there it is. This is the time. Connecticut government signs first GMO labeling laws in U.S. And that happened 4 days ago, 5 days ago. So very good news from AFP. All right, let's jam another call. Thank you for holding, Jane. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I'm actually calling today, Alex, because you have to bear with me. I'm a little nervous. I used to work for the federal government. I worked for them for almost 13 years. And I worked for the Department of Veteran Affairs. And, you know, your show was primarily responsible for waking me up. But, you know, I kind of knew things were awry when I first, about 3 or 4 years before I left the VA, just the way veterans were being treated. Substandard care, and now I see with this legislation, with Obamacare, I mean, isn't that a direct contradiction to the HIPAA laws? I mean, what is your feelings on that?
Well, that's what Obamacare really does, is let them charge you more for less care. And you're right, there are laws saying you've got to take care of disabled veterans, and that's why they're really pushing to get private charities to take care of them, because they're planning to just get rid of it. And then they know the vets and their families are going to probably be one of the biggest groups that's going to rebel when they're robbed and their contract is violated, because there is money to take care of the veterans. And it's outrageous, and it just shows the sky's the limit if we don't get this government back in line. And, you know, we criticize government all day because it's been hijacked. I was going to tell Lou Rockwell, but ran out of time. I found the most awake group is military, government people, and then police. Not because they're angels. They're in the middle of it. They know how corrupt it is. A lot of people go into the military, they don't agree with me, and come out agreeing because they're like, wow, you weren't lying. And so they're going to take the government employees' pensions as well. Look, they've done this in other countries. What do you think?
I mean, I remember when I worked at the VA, I've left my job, Alex. I don't work there anymore.
I understand.
I resigned because I couldn't take it. I mean, I'll give you for instance.
Well, I'll tell you what, do this. You've already held long enough. I got to get a special guest on for about 10, 15 minutes. If you'll hold, I'll come back and give you 4 or 5 minutes, Jane, to finish up with what you saw in the VA. And I can hear the shaking in your voice that upsets you so much you have humanity. I'm the same way. I started talking about CPS court and got really shook up because I couldn't help all those people. And I couldn't, I actually helped some of them. I couldn't be around it. And it really hurt me bad and also made me have a lot of hatred for people in the government. So I had to actually quit helping those children. So we're going to come back and talk about it.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your Lee's gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty or nice.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
You've spent precious time and money preparing for emergencies. Your generator is good to go. You have plenty of extra fuel stored, but you're never truly ready without PRI fuel stabilizers. More than half of generator failures occur because the fuel has gone bad. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh and keep you ready for any disaster. That's why the pros rely on it and why you need it. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com for the dealer nearest you.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Ricardo Nieves is our guest, and he is the gentleman that was in the local news story that we wrote a story about for InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that got picked up by DrudgeReport.com yesterday. Pennsylvanians coerced into giving cheek swab at voluntary, that's in quotes, checkpoint. And, of course, what they call voluntary becomes mandatory. And we've played the local newscast out of Georgia, Florida, Texas, Colorado, New Mexico, California. I mean, this is an every week occurrence now in the last year. And it's a federal program under the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy to, quote, see if you're on drugs. And if they can intimidate you, they'll take blood or urine there on the side of the road. But then they say, just give us a cheek swab because they can wipe cells easily off the inside of your mouth. So cops are sticking swabs in your mouth and intimidating people. And the average person falls down before them and does this. And this is to prime the pump for a national DNA database. Just like the feds 15 years ago started taking blood with rubber stamp warrants in Arizona, now it's nationwide without warrants. If they claim, I think you're drinking, I'm just going to take the blood. So, Ricardo, thank you so much for coming on with us. And, of course, you reported it to the press so folks knew about it, according to the Reading Eagle. Tell us what you said to city council. Well, first off, what happened to you? And, obviously, what do you want to say about this to the worldwide audience? And we want to commend you for going, of the thousands this was done to in your area, you were the one that went to city council. You were the one that raised the alarm. And more of us will now speak out, and we are starting to reverse this. But so we just commend you for not being a zombie, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you for having me on your show. On Friday the 13th, my sister and I were actually on our way to pick up my mother to take her to a doctor's appointment. And as we approached the the Binghamton Street Bridge, about midway on the bridge, as we were coming near a bend, we had noticed some orange cones splitting the lane into two. I stayed in the right-hand lane, and I proceeded around the bend. And as I was doing so, I noticed a police vehicle with flashing lights on. Since I couldn't move over to the middle lane, I kept going forward. That's when I saw a civilian person with regular clothing just step off the sidewalk with orange cones directing me and forcing me into a parking lot. I couldn't go around them. Like I said, I couldn't run them down.
And this is key. This, you're being commandeered. You're being given a custodial arrest. Under common law, you are arrested. Go ahead.
As I approached several feet from his position, like you said, I had to go in the direction I was being forced and directed to. So I got into the driveway, and off to the left-hand side, I saw an orange construction sign, but this one read paid volunteered services. And as I entered into the parking lot, I had noticed that there was an improvised staged parking spots with more orange cones. I say total of five or seven spots. And within each one of these spots, there were teams of people designated in each one of these spots with just collaborating with each other. So I pulled into the first spot, and my sister and I looked at each other, and she said, "What the hell's going on?" And I had no idea. So I noticed a woman walking to my vehicle. Naturally, I rolled down my window. And with that being said, she told me I was not being sighted. She told me that I was not being pulled over. However, that she wanted to ask me a few questions about my driving behaviors and habits and take a mouth swab, and that she would pay me for this. Naturally, I said, "No, thank you." She came back to me and said, "Listen, I understand this is voluntary. However," and she went back into her sales pitch again, you know, telling me that she would like to ask me about my driving.
Yeah, you're being racketeered. You're being pressured.
Right. So basically, I again told her, "No, thank you." She said, "Listen, I know, again, this is volunteer," and, you know, went back into her sales pitch once again. This time she was going towards some literature she was carrying on her clipboard. I immediately stopped and just said, "Listen, no, thank you."
Mr. Nieves, stay there. We're going to come right back to you. Amazing firsthand account of this fraud. And again, it's a service. Why don't you want the service? Everything's a service. The IRS is a service. The vaccines are a service. Wow, we're going to come right back. And this guy's fighting back. We all need to, because up in Fort Worth, they didn't even tell you it was voluntary. It came out in the news. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form
of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ricardo Nieves is our guest from Pennsylvania. Headline, Pennsylvania's coerced into giving cheek swab at voluntary checkpoint. And he went and spoke out at the city council. So then it ended up getting picked up in the local news. We picked it up nationally, internationally. And look, they were sterilizing people secretly until the 80s when it got exposed. Now they got caught in California again. So government's always trying to do illegal stuff. This is a federal program in all 50 states. The Pacific Institute for Research and Evaluation was hired by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to run the checkpoint to look for motorists using drugs and to quiz them about their driving habits. And so if you just joined us, he's going to take a family member to the doctor and he's gets directed off the bridge. The police force him to pull over. And then someone comes over and starts asking him questions. In most areas, it's police doing it. But I want him to describe exactly who this was. And then they just keep pushing. It's like, I won't go to Barnes & Noble hardly anymore. But that's not like a checkpoint because they keep saying, do you want the card? No, I don't. Are you sure you don't want the card? Yes, I'm sure. Come on, you know it's a really good card. What's wrong with you? You don't want the card. And I'm like, well, because actually in studies it shows it isn't actually a good deal. And I don't want to be tracked what I read and I do. Oh, I can't believe you're giving me a problem, sir. Last time I was at Barnes & Noble, just last week, with my son, he wanted a couple books. I said, hi, how you doing? Listen, I don't want the card. I hope you're having a good Christmas. And she totally ignored me. And a minute later goes, do you want the card? And I said, listen, I told you, don't go through that. I'm a human being. And she was like a robot, not even looking at me. So it's all part of this mindless procedure. That's how they've got cops now with like glazed eyes. So, sir, let's go back now to what happened to you, Ricardo, in Pennsylvania. Again, break down the town you're in, where it is. She said to you three times, I want you to do this. You were getting up to the next time this person did it. Break it all down.
Okay. Thank you, Alex. Again, city of Reading, Pennsylvania, county of Berks. As you mentioned, this was my third time I had told this unidentified woman that had no name tag, did not represent who she was working for or herself or have any identifying information on her persons. She started reaching for some literature this time after the third time that I politely told her no thank you. She went to reach for it and I told her no thank you again. She went try to go into another spiel for the fourth time. And listen, I just told her, I gave her a disgusting look, and with the stain in my voice, I just said, no, thank you. She walked away, and I was finally free to go. I rolled up the window. My sister and I looked at each other, and my sister said, listen, they're lucky they got you because you were nice and you were polite. I would have cussed them out. So I just wanted to get out of there. That's all I wanted to do. I never even wanted to be there in the first place. So as I'm looking for a way out, I notice a police officer sitting on the left-hand side of me next to the building, some several feet away. And he notices that I can't figure out the way to get out, and he points me back out to the way that I came in. So I left. Now, I took my mother to the doctor's appointment, ran my sister home, ran my mother home, and this was agitating me all day. So once I got home, I talked to some trusted advisors, some friends and family members, and I finally called up the American Civil Liberties Union, in which I left a voicemail message for them. Still not happy, I reached out to the local media here, and a subsequent follow-up call came back and told me that this was the National Highway Traffic Safety Association, and that if I wanted any more additional information, I needed to contact the Reading Police Department, in which I did. I spoke with an Officer Smith. I provided him my information, and he took my report. He told me to hold the line for a second. He came back on. He said, "If I will find out if this is us, if we had anything to do with it, because I couldn't identify the two vehicles, the police vehicles that were clearly in the parking lot." I never did get a follow-up call from him. So, not happy, I reached out to the county because I wanted to know what I just went through. A little bit later on, it came to my attention, again, reaffirming that it was the National Highway Traffic Safety Association, and that a considerable amount of money was provided for this, and that the security, the police were paid for the security on this. Well, that lit the fires under my feet. I felt infringed upon. My civil rights, my liberties, my constitutional rights from a state, and all the statutes that go along with it. And I thought, if this was me, how many other people got stopped? How many other people actually didn't know their rights and gave up this DNA swab?
And by the way, this is the same group that wants mandatory breathalyzers on all the cars to where we're all guilty until proven innocent. I mean, it's just beyond a police state. So long story short, unlike Georgia, Florida, Texas, where they have cops that basically try to make you do it, you got the lighter form but still got upset, as you should. They blocked the road. They made you go do what they wanted. And if Americans are so enslaved that they don't understand, this is how real tyranny begins. It's like the census is supposed to ask how many people live here every 10 years for congressional apportionment. Totally constitutional, reasonable. Not what kind of toilet do you have? Do you own a gun? We get this yearly business one now. They're putting black boxes in the cars to track you by the mile and to tax you. I mean, this is all happening. So, and this is the same group pushing that. So long story short, they give you the runaround, finish up with what happened with that. You go to city council. Where's it going from there? Tell us what else happened.
Well, I did go to city council. Like I said, what lit my fires was that, there was a considerable amount of money, and they were paid for the security. So I'm thinking, okay, my civil rights were just bought. Federal dollars used my local dollars to illegally stop me. And with that, I learned that I had to complain supposedly to the federal level. My apologies.
And by the way, if you would have blown up, they might have beaten the daylights out of you or arrested you. And I probably wouldn't have blown up, but I'd have gotten mad. Like, what are you doing blocking the road? What is this in America? Because I've been through checkpoints before and I tell the police that. I go, are you looking for a bank robber? And they're like, no, we're just doing a safety check. Yeah, a federal check. Of course, they always know who I am in Texas. They go, come on, Jones, just doing our job. I mean, it's just there to condition people. Go ahead.
I didn't want to give them that satisfaction.
Sure. No, you're smart.
I took the politeness way out of it. So I went up to city council. I put out a press release, and I was greeted by a reporter there before the meeting, and he had asked me if I had felt that the perception of police intimidated my rationale into perhaps giving my personal information or others. And I said, well, listen, if I was to walk into city council with seven various different attorneys behind me and one American Civil Liberties Union representative, do you think city council and the administration would be intimidated? Of course they would. This was nothing more than a gross abuse of power and federal intrusion of my rights.
That your local tax money had to pay for.
Yeah, your tax money, my tax money, our tax money. Yeah, I cannot believe that my local officials, I'm not sure who gave the order, who authorized it, but I'm disappointed. I'm very disappointed that people or whoever enriched themselves on so many different levels off of their voting constituents.
Well, Mr. Nieves, I know what happened. And if you go read the article by Paul Watson and follow it over, you're absolutely right. It is a federal agency. They've hired private institutes to do it. They buy the local police, either off duty, but in some cases use pressure for highway funds to the county or city to set up these checkpoints. And of course, they have the DWI ones and all the rest of it. And it's just pure TSA-ization of the country, of the world. Anything else you'd like to add, sir, today? We just appreciate your testimony and the fact that you're speaking out against it.
Yeah, I will share with you what I shared with counsel, which I think is very fundamental in my pursuing this. When people are manipulated, when people are manipulated, it's anti-democratic. And what's being done here is being controlling people. People don't want to be controlled. People want to make their own decisions because consciousness and the freedom to think is a fundamental human right. The idea of free will being violated is something that even God doesn't do, yet man thinks he can do this to us.
Wow, you need to start a radio show and fight back, because we need articulate patriots like you, sir, to not just speak at the city council, but to really get on the offensive. People always thank me for what I do. No, no, we've got a responsibility to do this, and good job. And if there's other updates down the line, contact us. And thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Alex.
Very, very important. Well, there he goes, standing up for all of our rights. And this is all part of this creeping tyranny of political correctness and training us. Here's an ABC News story. Jennifer Lawrence, it should be illegal to call somebody fat. That's the hate laws. Oh, you say Santa Claus is white. You lose your job or get suspended as a teacher. But if you want to be foreign banks and rob everybody, that's okay. I mean, this is just getting crazy, ladies and gentlemen. They've got us distracted by all these diversionary things that aren't our rights, imaginary rights, exaggerated slights, instead of the real frontal assault on all our freedoms. Now, Jane held over. She worked for, I think she said, 13, 14 years for the VA, Veterans Affairs. It's in the news today. They're going to cut massively the funding for disabled veterans. And they already get, whenever I talk about VA care, there's some good people in the VA, but the way the government treats it with the money, most of it goes for PR. I've had all the big Veterans Affairs groups that fight for this on over the years. We should have them back on. When I talk about folks in Missouri and New York and Virginia dying from flies eating their brains, I'm not kidding. When vets that are in the VA have problems like dementia or whatever, they strap you down. They don't take care of you. Don't change your bed. They lock you in there, and then the flies go up your nose, and you can look this up, and lay eggs in the sinus and then eat their brain. A term the VA internally began calling maggoting. Now, I don't know if our guest knows about that, but if you just tuned in, you think I'm joking. Search engine, maggots kill veterans in VA, or flies kill veterans. I'm not kidding. They had cases where roaches are eating people, because roaches can actually start eating on you. By the hundreds. And of course, they're hiring a bunch of foreigner doctors in many cases that aren't even really certified doctors. When you go in there, there's like SWAT team guys everywhere, bossing everywhere around. They try to give you drugs, not surgeries you need. It's truly hellish. And, Weldon Henson's an Air Force veteran. He goes into the VA, works here in our office, and he just says they're incredibly rude to him now. It didn't used to be like that. He just got out of the Air Force 8 years ago. So it's a new world order world. It's not a man's world, not a patriot's world. It's a tyrant's world right now. And she sounded upset. She said, that's terrible. I had to quit. I couldn't do it. I don't know what she's going to tell us, but, they run from bad to worse is the issue. And, they hate our veterans, and they've always abused our veterans. I mean, they stole after World War I the bonuses they were supposed to get. They never paid them. And when the veterans protested, they killed a bunch of them. Shot them and rode them with horses. And so the government's been a stinking group of crooks for a long time. And the cowards in the government really hate veterans because they're people that will actually stand up and fight. And then they take the other veterans that are typecast and will do what they think and put them in the big city police departments and then say, we're the Taliban, basically. So it's a mix of things. But our veterans are treated like absolute toilet paper by the establishment. Jane, you've got the floor. Thanks for holding. Tell us what you were going to say, because it was hard for you to even talk about it. What do you want to tell people about the VA?
I mean, Alex, it was, the employees that work there, and I'm sure they'll vouch for this. They call it the VA way. And what I mean by the VA way is once you've been kind of embedded in the system after you've worked there for a few years, you kind of see it materializing in front of your eyes. I was kind of the nonconformist, if you will, I never really fit into a category. I always sought out jobs where I could work independently from the hospital, because I couldn't deal with what was happening in the institution itself. You know, it was disheartening. It was heartbreaking. You know, veterans. I'll give you an example. This is kind of jumping ahead a little bit. I actually worked on I took minutes for a meeting for the Suicide Rounds Committee. And they had a mandate that they were supposed to meet to prevent veterans from killing themselves. Now, you can go online, you can look it up. It says 22 veterans, I think, a day committing suicide, something to that effect. Well, it was just as bad 5 years ago. And I was fielding phone calls, and I was an admin. I would fill in for my girls, you know, if they went to lunch or something, but I'd pick up the phone, and it'd be a veteran. I worked in mental health and say, I'm going to kill myself. What do I do? You know, and I had no training. And even though I'd worked in the healthcare field most of my life, I was like, oh, my God, you know, because I didn't know if the next thing I was going to hear was a gunshot round. It was that scary. And when they finally got around to implementing suicide prevention, it was almost a year after the fact. I mean, a lot of veterans don't know when you go to the patient advocate at your VA, I worked in Vision One, but when you go to the patient advocates actually work for the director. They don't work for the veteran. They're not there to advocate for veterans. They're there to kind of run middle ground for the director. A veteran can't go to a patient advocate and say, my doctor is abusing me, because they'll shut it down immediately. It will get nowhere, and you will get nowhere. And then they'll turn around and they'll punish the veteran.
Well, what do you think is going to happen now as they cut the treatment and money for disabled veterans that have arms and legs blown off? What do you think is going to happen? Maybe we'll have public execution of veterans as terrorists? Or, I mean, what's the answer here? Just kill all the veterans? Maybe that'll make Obama happy? What do we do?
I mean, my husband is a veteran, Alex. And, you know, when I've so slowly seen his, you know, entitlements, I guess, if you will, being taken away.
Yeah, but they're not entitlements. They call it entitlements when somebody's never worked a day in their life and wants a bunch of free stuff. When you sign a contract to be taken care of if you're wounded or hurt, that's not an entitlement. That is, because that's associated with welfare, because they're now calling it entitlements for even wounded veterans to get health care or their pension. That is a contract. That is an agreement. That is a business deal. And it is fraud to not pay it. Go ahead.
Well, they're in breach of contract completely.
That's it. Ma'am, I'm out of time. God bless you, and just have a great Christmas coming up. Man, it's depressing hearing that type of stuff. But we got to talk about it because we ignored it. It's what makes it worse. Gus, you're up next. Dan, Debbie, Rob, and Nakia. That's all the calls we'll have time for when we come back to those folks. A lot of other news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're not trying to be negative, folks. We're just being honest about what's happening here.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your Lee's gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with a privacy case from privacycase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty or nice.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to privacycase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to privacycase.com today. The privacy case, because there is a case for privacy. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Folks, get your orders in, and also supports the broadcast for the incredible products at InfoWarsLife.com. We're going to end it tonight, that 48-hour special. I'm going to extend it a few hours to get 25% off the fluoride shield that's doubled the size, 2 ounces, with the nascent iodine survival shield. That deal will end tonight. I'm going to have them end it at midnight at InfoWarsLife.com, and it's a great gift to give friends and family. You've got to try it, folks, and if you don't really feel the difference and see the difference after one bottle, I'll eat my hat. It just is real science and research behind this. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. There's a new video that I shot yesterday when I did a before dawn 7-mile hike. I got out there at 5:30 in the morning and did a little 7-mile hike out in the hill country outside Austin. And I was by myself and just shot a reflective video while I was out there. And it's up on InfoWars.com. We'll put that on screen for TV viewers so they can see where it's at. As the featured video, it's Escape the New World Order Titanic is what that video posted on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is named. And I think it makes some really good points in 10 minutes. Okay, and then the nightly news is coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central. And I think it's what Leanne McAdoo hosting tonight. We're going to have some breaking intel there as well. Okay, Gus is a former inmate, is what he says. Gus, thanks for holding and calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's an honor. I'd like to say I am a gringo of Hispanic descent, white and black Native American descent, which makes me a racist and a terrorist, according to the...
That's right, and if you want human unity and freedom, you're racist.
That's exactly right. I had to laugh when I read this story earlier today on InfoWars about the NSA feeding the DEA and how they make fake cases in order to prosecute others. You know, in the federal system, there's two rules. There's the Rule 35B, which is a court rule, and then there's the Sentencing Guideline 5K1.1. And both of those do the same thing. One's pre-sentencing, one's post-sentencing. Anybody who supplies information and the aid and prosecution of others can get a time cut. And when I was in detention pending the resolution of my case, I was at FDC Miami, and I did 7 years with the feds, and I saw guys in there selling cases. They'd establish weed houses, grow houses, and have people take care of them, and then get them busted. And then,
oh no, that's how it all works. The government runs almost all the drugs for the big global mafia on records. It was congressional hearings in 97, CIA Inspector General. And again, it's in mainstream news that they manufacture most cases and they're total fraud, or they frame people because they like innocent people. As demonic scum, they enjoy that. And I don't think the average person, you know, people always said, oh, everybody's innocent in prison. Well, now with DNA, it shows about half the people are completely innocent. I mean, the system is evil. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, no, it's absolutely evil. And, you know, back in 2008, I'd say, when I was in there, they started requiring us to give our DNA. And if you ever want to know what's coming for the rest of society, always ask a federal inmate because they do it to us first. They started forcibly taking our DNA around 2008. And if you want to know what Obamacare is like, ask a federal inmate because in the feds, we had an ongoing joke. No matter what was wrong with you, they would fix it one of two ways. They would either pull your tooth or give you a prostate exam. That's how they fixed everything.
That's right, and that's what Dr. Blaylock said. In England, it's like that. Watson, for a month, couldn't get in to see a doctor because they just wouldn't give him a pack with some aspirin in it and a wipey. Just go home and die. And the average person has no idea the hell that's awaiting them. Very good points. Yeah, no, that's what they do. They will give you a cane if you're going blind or a cane if you have bad knees in Cuba. And they'll give you a prostate exam because they like to do that. Or they'll pull a tooth or give you painkillers. That's it. Or a firing squad with men in black uniforms raping your wife in front of them and stomping your guts out right in front of you with giant armored vehicles and burning cities. It's everything you want. It's what you're going to get.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filters today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas.
Alex Jones.
Alex
All
Jones.
All right, dispense with the pleasantries. I want to go to Debbie talking about mystery illness, State Health Department. I don't know what she's going to bring up, but I know people are dying everywhere from a weird bacterial pneumonia that also has microplasms and viruses associated, which has bioweapons spelled all over it when it's a triple threat. I've had family that's died, people that have almost died, sicknesses. Please pray for my uncle, William Hammond, folks, because he's as strong as a horse and, the whole nine yards, but it killed his son a few weeks ago, went to his funeral, and my uncle's been in the hospital now for weeks, sedated on oxygen, and it's really tearing up my family. We're going to talk to her in a minute. Here's the 2-minute report. Of a boil down of the interview with Cybele Edmonds, the NSA whistleblower, last night on what's currently happening. Then we'll go to Debbie.
Only 1% of these documents have been released. The argument that we are being given by people like Greenwald is that, oh, this is much more effective. However, as they are saying and providing the public with this line, which is a baloney line, the same Greenwald is making multi-million dollar book deals with mainstream publishers who would never ever publish anything that is against establishments with documents that they consider to be stolen and highly classified, promises the publishers that he's going to withhold some information, some of these documents, which are not his. These are the ones that belong to the government, the United States people, to Snowden, who obtained it. So he has the secondhand documents. I will reserve some of these documents and I will publish this for you. So you got to give me more $1 million rather than those guys in Guardian.
And gave me many thousands of documents, and he very carefully vetted each one to make certain that the only ones he was giving me were ones that were in the public interest to know, but also ones that were relevant, that revealed things that the public doesn't know that he thought the public should know.
He's saying Snowden.
Folks, the full report's up on Infowars.com and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv. And I think we should investigate Snowden and Greenwald, but my gut tells me they're for real. I have some questions about the way it's being handled. The media is grabbing onto it now because they don't have a choice. And I don't blame them only releasing certain documents, because if they release others that actually hurt people, it was illegal to gather it, but if you release it, it could hurt somebody, then that'll make the cause look bad. Now, I'm not criticizing Kurt and Sybil Edmonds and David Knight, who are investigating it. But I don't think, I mean, they're talking about arresting Greenwald. They're already criminally going after the Guardian. And it doesn't matter. This has really hurt the system. So I think we should be ready to win instead of just always, you know, automatically thinking something staged. Now, I'm not saying that people are wrong to question this. I'm just saying I don't see the evidence there. And I see what Sybil's saying, and she's a real whistleblower who was gagged and things, but that was a long time ago. Things are changing now. Let's go to Debbie in Texas. What's the mystery illness you're talking about with the state health department?
They've got out of Conroe. There's 8 people that went into one hospital. 4 of them are dead. They said 2 of them are fighting for their life. They have looked into it. They've kept doing tests, and they said that they're testing negative for standard strains of flu.
All right, let me stop you. I'm going to have to go into overdrive with you, ma'am. Can you hold in the next segment?
Sure.
Let me just ask you a question. You're saying you're with the state health department?
No. I'm not with the state health department.
You're saying you talked to them?
No, this is coming out of KHOU out of Houston.
I got it. They're reporting on it, guys. KHOU, mystery illness. Because I've told people weeks ago, this killed Rob Dew's friend in New Jersey, 34 years old. It killed my cousin, Peter Hammond. It's really hurt my uncle, who's been fighting for his life for 2 weeks, William Hammond. And my dad's been sick for a month, and they can't find anything. It looks like a microplasm. And, yeah, there it is. Patients ranging from ages 41 to 68 were admitted. And that's just a hospital that recognizes this is some kind of mystery thing. Because, again, they cannot find out what it is. They think it's a microplasm. So I'm going to come back to you, ma'am, and let you make your point. And I've got Nika and let's talk about Child Services Took Kids and Rob on Bitcoin. But I want to leave the phones open for a couple other callers. What do you know about this lung situation? Because the media is not really reporting on it, which shows you there's a cover-up.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Do you know someone who died of the mystery illness? I've been talking about this for more than 2 weeks on air. About 2.5 weeks ago, my cousin, very sweet person, good friend of mine, Peter Hammond, died. Got sick one day, died the next, not being able to breathe. Then his father, my uncle, who was taking care of him, my mother's brother, has now been sick for, I guess that was 3 weeks ago when Peter got sick, for 3 weeks, and has been in the hospital for over a week. So bad they had to sedate him and basically put him on oxygen with assisted breathing. And he's gotten a little bit better, but it's my mother and father are there right now, and it is just serious situation. Because I really love my uncle. You know, he's one of the people that helped wake me up to the New World Order. He's actually called in on the show over the years, William Hammond. And just pray for him out in East Texas. He's in a good hospital in Tyler. But the issue is, I called it a mystery illness because I had swabs done on my children who had been sick for weeks. But because of vitamins and minerals and stuff, it just the fever never goes away. They're going around doing stuff. They're whatever. They just have a low fever and cough. My dad's been sick for a month, almost a month. My wife's been sick for 3 weeks. I have not gotten it by the grace of God. And I chalk it up to the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the iodine, and the rest of it. Literally, because, I mean, I don't ever get sick anymore. I don't even get allergies anymore. I used to be racked by them. I just, by the grace of God, I'm more healthy. I drink more water, too. That's part of it. But they tested him 2.5 weeks ago, the first time he went to the hospital. Because he didn't go to the hospital for about a week after his son died. And they just, nothing came back. It's not flu. It's not bacteria. It's not, and I was saying, look for microplasms. And they're like, oh, wow. And then now they are finding some type of weird microplasm. I've got the literature at home in some people, but not in my uncle. And it's really weird because they say his lungs look like he's been smoking 5 packs of cigarettes his whole life. He's never been a smoker. He was always an athlete and was in athletics. Oh, I guess football and track at LSU. And a Vietnam veteran, a helicopter pilot with special forces, delivering special forces. Shot down 6 times. He never told anybody about it. Me and my cousin dug into his trunk, his army trunk one time. Just unbelievable black ops all over Vietnam and other countries over there. Just a really great guy. With his shirt off and shorts, he looks like he's in better shape than I am. He's, you know, a strong guy. And the reason we know, look, flu, they say, kills 35,000 people a year. But that's usually infirm people, and it's really about 10,000, the medical numbers show. Out of 300 million, that's not that many, but it is a problem. This is killing healthy people, people that are like oxes, young people, children, and there's no media coverage of it. There's no coverage until now. KHOU11, we're putting it up on InfoWars.com. This just came out last night. The lady just called in. Debbie, we're going to go back to her in a minute. My uncle believed it was chemtrails because, you know, he was also a regular pilot and stuff and did all sorts of piloting down in Latin America and things. And he pointed out the lower chemtrails were coming in and actually coming in and dissipating on the ground. The investigation of the mysterious illness in Montgomery County is expanding to other hospitals as doctors report similar cases. The new cases files are being reviewed for similarity for 8 of the Conroe Regional Medical Centers that prompted a Montgomery County Health Department investigation. See, somebody finally has a brain at that health department. I mean, they'll take one SARS case and act like it's the end of the world, folks. They have international freakouts. This is something they can identify killing people. And not just people I know. Rob Dew's friend, one of his best friends, went to sleep, woke up dead. Overnight pneumonia. 4 of those 8 patients died, and 2 are still fighting for their lives at one hospital. 8 people come in, and 4 of them died. 2 are fighting for their lives. My uncle's fighting for his life right now at another hospital in East Texas. We don't currently have a diagnosis for what we call this illness. They can't discover it, folks. They take the cultures. They send them off. They can't find out what it is. And again, they can't find out what it is, so they're just calling it flu to push the vaccine. And folks, it came out in studies 5 years ago that that flu vaccine was actually spreading it. You can look that up. And the more vaccines we take, the sicker we get. And then it gives it to other people and it incubates in them. Mysterious respiratory illness strikes 7 in Alabama. 2 dead. Oh, we just found another one. Oh, they never find out what it is, folks. That's because they don't want anybody to know. This stuff's all sent off to the CDC. Debbie, what do you think's going on here? See, because again, if it was even something that wasn't that big of a deal, they'd be fear-mongering it. They're not fear-mongering it. This is the same government that's done lethal biological releases in New York before in the subway. They don't want us to know. I mean, this is something special. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is the fact that since nobody's saying anything about this, swine flu, they created such a panic over it. And
oh, yeah, you'd have some diabetic with both their legs cut off, totally sick, die of it, and they'd put them all over the news. You got healthy people dying, and they're not talking about it.
Exactly, and since it was just simply out of Conroe, which I'm 15 miles from Conroe. It shocked me last
night. Ma'am, it's everywhere. It's all over the country. When I talk about this, the emails flood in. People are dying all over the place.
Yeah, and it's really sad because people are going to have to start looking into it. I mean, since they won't say anything about it, it makes you wonder why. Why are they not getting the CDC? Why is the CDC not saying anything? What is it? And how do you protect yourself from it? That's the biggest thing. I mean, is it airborne? Is it not? Is it by contact? How is it?
Well, yeah, and I mean, they can identify anything, whether it's H19E or whether it's bird flu, this or that. There's another one. Mother says mystery illness transferred son into dying patient in days. Same deal, respiratory. Actually, it's in local news, but not national news, showing there's a blackout, folks. If 2 people die in China of some weird new viral thing, it's all over the news. Well, something's going on. This needs to be investigated. Like tomorrow, I'm going to open the phones up in the first hour or two for people to talk about this. We're going to get to the bottom of this. I should have been on this. My gut told me it's something really nasty. Thank you so much, Debbie. Let's go to Ryan in Maine. Ryan, have you heard about people dying in your area?
No, not exactly quite like that, but I did have an interesting topic to talk about called Morgellons. Not sure if you've heard about it.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of weird skin disorders and things going on. There's also schizophrenics that think, you know, there's other stuff going on. But I think they've had medical doctors in Oklahoma confirm in surgeries that there is some type of weird nanotech bacterium growing in people.
Yeah, they just turn them away. They don't know what it is, so they just give them a little aspirin pack and say, have a nice day, basically. And thank God most of the stuff hasn't been happening around here in Maine. Maine's actually pretty quiet as far as the TSA checkpoints and highway checkpoints and things like that.
Well, there's a headline. Utah mom says healthy son, 19-year-old son, died from flu shot. 4 years ago, CBC reported you take the H1N1 shot, it doubles your chances of getting the regular flu. You take the H1N1 shot, study. H1N1 shot doubles chances of flu. Anybody can search that and see that. I mean, it's just amazing. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Nakia. I said I'd go to Nakia. Children Services took kids. It's a service to take your kids. It's a service to take your DNA. It's a service to take baby's blood at birth and lie about it for 30 years and get caught. Okay, so go ahead and tell us what happened, Nakia.
Well, it's kind of a really strange story. My husband and I have been married for 3 years, but we neither one of us have kids together. Well, my son has been being raised by my husband, and they decided that in the state of Alaska, spanking your child is completely legal. Well, my son told his father that he had gotten a spanking from his stepdad.
Yeah, no, listen, it's legal everywhere. It's illegal to hurt them bodily, meaning actually hurting an organ. But they lie. Just like guns are legal, they'll take you to jail for having a legal gun. So what happened?
Well, they decided to take my son and my two stepsons into protective services, charge me with neglect because I work a full-time job.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're supposed to do that.
In jail.
Sure. Yeah. That's how it works. Kids think it's fun to go tattle, and then nowadays they get disappeared to a dungeon. And so I hope everybody's happy for calling the state. See how that turned out. I'm really sorry to hear that happened to you. So where's it going now?
Well, I'm fighting the state as hard as I possibly can. My son is currently living with his father, who is known to the state as a heroin addict.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's better to be with a heroin addict. See, they don't care. They want to break up a family. They look at the best family and want to break it up. It's better to be there than the state. And this is what I would do. Everybody better get together for the kids and decide to not do this with each other, because it's bad enough to have one parent taken from the other. What's really bad is the state will end up taking them, period. I'm out of time. God bless you, ma'am. Nine times out of folks, before you call the state on somebody, they better be getting beat with a tire iron. And I'm going to go further here. When they got real babies in crack houses, I've seen this literally over 100 times over the last 18 years on air reading the news. They'll have babies, black, white, doesn't matter. And if they're in a real crack house in a crib in dirty diapers with flies all over them, a five-year-old, you know, weighing 15 pounds in some cases, concentration camp victims, they might get one piece of chicken a week. The CPS will go look at a child in a vat of feces and will not take them because they don't want to. They've already been soft killed. They're not going to be adopted out. They're not going to get money putting them on drugs. They let them die because they're really a eugenics death camp. The health department's on average. That's what they were set up for 100 years ago. Doesn't mean everybody that works there is bad, but that's the main mission. And they will leave the children there. If your child's healthy and beautiful and smart and has black hair and green eyes, they will send in commandos to kidnap your kids. They can get a half mil, 2 mil, 3 mil for your kid. If they're blonde-haired, blue-eyed, they only get $300,000, $400,000 for them. So now the minority kids that aren't as big as demand, they still want them to put them on drugs in the foster care system and call them special needs. They can get hundreds of thousands a year torturing them. So everybody gets, black children are mainly used for medical experiments. The state takes them for medical experiments. That's their favorite thing, is killing black children slowly with pesticides and other things. And I know I'm racist for being against it. You can look that up, actually. I'm not kidding. Not just AIDS drugs, but actual pesticide. And nobody got in trouble in New York. In fact, they got little 8-year-old kids right now there. They torture them real good.